are back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
I've done it.
You've fractured your penis.
What a slut.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I have diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom,
bad.
Terry. Get on out of here.
I've had diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody. No, why would I do that? I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs.
Uh-huh. No, I live here. It's where my house is. I have 17 houses where one of them is.
From the Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN The Fan.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy, that is good news.
Tennis is weird. The scoring system per game in tennis is mathematically ludicrous. It doesn't make even a little bit of sense. First of all, there's no zero. If you don't have any points, you have to say love. If you don't say it like that, your opponent gets upset for some reason. How many points do you have, Brian? I think you know. I've never touched the ball ever. I have zero. You have love. It don't feel like it. Why do you have to say it like that? You don't say it like that with other things, like your checking account. Oh, no! I've got love! If you get your first shot in, he'll go, you got 15! No, that's not possible. We just arrived! You get the next shot in, you get another 15 to a total of 30. Oh, okay, I got it. But you get the next shot in, you get 10 points to a total of 40. No explanation as to why this ratio is any different from the first two volleys. 10, so say the random gods. If both of you have 40, that's deuce, which I thought meant two. And if you get the winning shot in, there's not even a point value. He'll just go, game. How many points did I get? Game. What are you worried about points for? I thought we were keeping a ridiculous tally. Ah, all that mental gymnastics is out the window.
Figure skating, pair skating is pretty sexy. Now, I'm not talking ice dancing, which is like polka on Valium. That's different. But pairs figure skating gets pretty hot sometimes. There's especially that one lift where the male figure skater grabs the female figure skater right here. Even a gynecologist would go, put on a glove. It's that lift that goes, who's your daddy, who's your daddy, who's your daddy? And you could see her going, put me down or buy me dinner.
Dirty pop.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Cyber Monday, November 27th. Cyber Monday means something very different to the Dwight Hockeys of the world, the Anthony Wieners of the world. For the rest of us, it's just shop central. Keep buying stuff. Right, if you weren't done buying stuff on Black Thursday or Black Friday, now's your chance. Cyber Monday. No?
I don't know what I'm going to buy. I bought a lot on Black Friday, early Thursday, but yeah. Oh, hi, Oxley.
Well, more importantly, again, did you get Greg Schiano fired? Because I did. Did you?
I'm not sure.
Am I the only one that got Greg Schiano fired? You guys didn't do that? I did. You guys didn't do that? No?
I don't think so.
So, Austin, did you get Greg Schiano fired?
No.
So, just me.
This is the weirdest thing ever yesterday.
You didn't hear the half an hour before us either?
No.
No, I don't. No, I.
Why, he claims he got him fired?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Oh, sure.
Well,
it was really good.
We deal with a lot of egos. He must have the biggest one.
It's a lot of fun. But this is the Power Trip Morning Show. Ben Lieber will join in about an hour and 20 minutes. Naked. Yeah, that would change the show immensely.
Yeah, the sales staff would get here early, too.
That'd be nice.
If he were naked? Or if the sales staff came in early?
I don't really care about that. I was talking more about the nudity.
One or the other.
Shoo-doo-doo-doo. I know you hate me, but I
like you anyway. There's a lot of sports to talk about today. I don't know how I feel about this, right? Normally when it's just a jam-packed show and it's a lot of fun, it's not necessarily sports-heavy, but man, there's a lot of sports to get to today.
A lot. There was a lot yesterday. I watched a lot.
Did you watch the Packers blow it?
Yeah, of course. They. The worst part of that game, though, is Brent Hundley looked good yesterday. And they could flip him for something decent. He looked good yesterday.
I don't think they can get almost anything for him. He had one good game.
Yeah, so did Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn got paid off one good game. I'm glad they blew it, though, because that would have been horrific for Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
they're 14.5-point favorites.
At home.
Right. Too bad I didn't take Antonio Brown in the church challenge.
How about that? I won the church challenge.
You did. And the Ghost got a late touchdown that kind of burnt us all.
Yeah, that's
right. Breeze got a garbage touchdown that added 4 to his total late. Otherwise, we all would have gained a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too late for me, but at least I'm...
It's not
over yet. What do we got? 4 games left, right? 4 weeks left.
So I'm trailing by like 5,000 points.
You could make it up.
You got the second and first pick coming.
Nobody's out yet.
Nobody.
In a week or two, it might be different, but with 4 weeks to go, you're still in it. But all 4 of us still currently trail the Ghost with 4 games to go. I might make a ton of money because... I think all 3 of you want to buy your way out. I don't think any of you want to do it, and I think you're all willing to pay. And I'm willing to accept payment.
Are you crazy?
I just don't want to get my ear pierced.
Well, Hawk doesn't want to get his ear pierced either.
But
EJ doesn't want his ear pierced.
I mean, I don't want to get my ear pierced, but it's not something I'm willing to pay to get out of.
Sauce is willing to pay $300 a piece.
Deal still stands.
I think I'm going to try to negotiate.
Well, I also am going to try to negotiate.
Instead of getting my ear pierced, I think I'm going to try to get my C word pierced.
Jesus Lord.
Yeah, why not?
Deal accepted.
No, $300 is my highest offer.
Well, what if that's not my lowest offer? What if I want more?
Then I'll go with it. Then you would be willing to lose $300 to watch me get my ear pierced.
Right, the same way you guys wouldn't let me buy my way out of the hair bid.
Yeah, but the deal was $100 a month. We didn't make a deal before that.
The deal was $100 a month.
For every month you wanted to buy out, wasn't it?
Right, but you can negotiate something else.
Sure.
Right. No one's required to take a deal. I can just make you sit. I could say, I want $5,000 or you're getting your ear pierced.
Yeah.
And I might ask for $5,000.
Because
you really, really don't want to get your ear pierced, which means the leverage is with us.
Sure. But I know Hockey will accept it. And I know AJ will accept it.
Doesn't mean I will.
That's fine.
You also shot down my bit last year, 2 years ago. when I wanted to get the deal done before I went to the World Series of Poker, and Hawk and AJ agreed to it, and you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, because I knew you'd win zero.
Doesn't matter. You didn't agree to it.
So sure.
Because those two like it doesn't mean that that I have to. I might ask for the world. We'll see.
You know what to do, fat boy.
Did you guys enjoy your Sunday off with no Vikings football?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's pretty good. What about you?
I'm dealing with a nice little cold and stuff, so that's fun.
I watched a lot of sports yesterday. I like sports.
You know what I watched almost the entire thing of on Saturday was the Owatonna Elk River Championship game.
Really?
And that kid,
because some of my relatives are from Elk River.
No, but I mean, where's it on the TV?
It was on 45.
Oh.
And kid Jason Williamson scored 6 touchdowns, and he was man amongst boys.
Is that the running back?
Yes.
Yes.
That kid is unbelievable.
And he scored like 6 the week before or something like that, right?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he returned a kickoff, an onside kick he returned, which I don't think they tried to kick it to him. And then the other 5, he was just, he got bored. At the end of the game, he was walking into the end zone just going, all right, when is this over? Just give us the championship. That kid was awesome. I have no idea. I don't know his backstory at all. I don't know where he's headed. I don't know what offers he has. I think he's a junior.
He's going to skip the college and go straight to the NFL.
Is he really?
Yeah. That's right.
But good if you are Owatonna, how can you not have your team name be the Owls?
Right.
It's the Huskies.
Yeah. The Huskies isn't bad.
Oh, the glory. Yeah.
It's a cool looking animal.
The only thing bad about Huskies is when you're young and you have to shop in the Husky section.
Hmm.
Yeah, they don't do that still, do they?
I don't know.
So I chose to watch that instead of the 31-0 shutout of the Badgers over the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. They didn't have a first down until I think...
I still don't think they have one.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah, it wasn't good. They looked like they didn't have a game plan either. I don't think they really knew what they were doing. But hey, they lost so badly the quarterback quit.
He did.
He quit.
Demery Croft just flat out quit. Said, I'm not coming back. I'm done. He quit.
Did I miss something?
He skipped the banquet last night and he's asked for his release. He's done with PJ Fleck. He's moving on.
No kidding.
He quit. I mean, I don't think the Gopher fans are missing much there. I don't think we're going to miss a lot of production. He's not very good.
At all.
Still not good when you have your starting quarterback just flat out quit.
Yeah, that's kind of a bad sign.
Right.
I don't think PJ's too bummed about it, though. The prospect of him starting any games next year, pretty bad.
Right.
I don't think PJ wanted him to play one game next year.
It wasn't like, I'm quitting. Wait, what? No, you can't do that. We'll do anything. No.
Oh. Right, he went wonk on it. Stop, don't, come back.
Yeah, please, not that. Anything but that. Don't leave.
Well, you got to have people on your team.
Yeah, but you want people that are good.
Well, yeah, but, I feel you. But you got to have somebody. Like, you have to have people that are going to put on the jersey and the helmet.
Yeah, put a jersey on.
Speaking of quarterbacks.
They don't have one.
I'm a little pissed off at Power Trip Nation.
Why?
So...
What did they do?
Outkick the coverage. Outkick Nation.
What's
because
that?
Clay Travis told them to. They got Greg Schiano fired before he even started.
Oh.
So apparently Outkick the Coverage Nation or whatever the hell you call it. Very powerful. Our fan base, I'm very disappointed in Power Trip Nation.
But can you tell me what the story is here? I really don't know what you're talking about. I'd rather set my dentures on fire than listen to that guy.
Well, all right, so... Let me briefly tell you why I'm pissed off at Power Trip Nation, then we can work backwards.
What?
How is the quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers named Alex Hornibrook and no one told us?
Why am I just learning this?
Right. The guy's name is Hornibrook and no one told us.
Did they
assume we were watching Badgers football? Are they nuts?
Right. We didn't learn about CJ Beathard until...
He damn near had moved on to the NFL.
Right, yeah.
The kid's name is Hornibrook, and he's won something like 17 or 18 or 19 straight games.
What is happening?
And they're, what, 12-0 this year?
Yeah, and he'll...
And no one told us that was his name.
Hornibrook will play in the Big Ten championship game.
He will. Nobody told us. Very upset.
This place is a prison. Why did nobody tell us that?
So, backing up, Clay Travis, the show before us, Chris Hockey.
Yeah.
Clay's a big Tennessee Volunteer fan.
Okay.
I believe he went there. I'm just going to assume that he did. Over the weekend, Tennessee announced they were going to hire former Rutgers head coach, former Tampa Bay head coach, Greg Schiano. About 24 hours later, they said, whoops, our bad, sorry, we didn't know you all hated him. Public outcry, protest, they said, no, we don't want that guy. So Tennessee said, never mind, all right, and we'll pick somebody else. They changed their mind based on public outcry. Our guy before us said he did it.
But.
Oh.
Why?
He did?
I don't know. Who cares if he did or not?
Well,
he just wants everybody to know that he did.
His pinned tweet from an hour ago, special Outkick Tennessee fans revolt torpedo hiring of George Schiano.
Greg Schiano.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, George, too.
Doesn't have as many. Well, yeah. It's not like he. What a weirdo. He's not who I thought he would look like.
Super strange story, though.
It's super strange.
Yeah, it's pretty unheard of that you basically get an AD in a school to change their mind 24 hours later. Greg Schiano was supposed to have his introductory press conference last night.
Right.
And they said, we're skipping it. We're going to hire somebody else.
There was a huge protest, and a lot of it stems back to his time at Penn State. They didn't want him there because of that.
Correct, because there's a report from that McCreary deposition that said that Greg Schiano knew.
Yeah, so that's way more powerful than stupid Clay Travis. But, yeah.
It was so weird,
because the story broke yesterday afternoon, and then all of a sudden, an hour later, he's out. And it was just the oddest thing, and the fans in Tennessee also... They really, really want Gruden. That's what also set them off, is they weren't going to get John Gruden.
Just a slight step down, right?
No big deal. Huge step down. I didn't even know Greg Schiano was working.
Apparently, he's still a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Who was the guy that was really mean that you guys interviewed?
Oh,
the basketball coach?
No, it was Mike
Peter
Rice.
Smallwood.
He was a great guy,
Peter
though.
Smallwood?
It was the opposite.
Yeah.
He was super nice to us. Yeah. He was super impressive. Then he just beat the hell out of his players.
Yeah,
Gertzy and I loved him. We're like,
swear
Mike Rice seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then he just throttled his players.
He was at Rutgers too, right?
He was.
Yeah.
Good memory.
Yeah, thank you. I try. But what a weird situation. But hey, the Packers lost. They're 5-6.
That's true.
The Saints lost.
Right, which is good.
Yeah.
Is very good.
Good for the Vikings. We'll do front page sports when the Power Trip Morning Show returns. And then Ben Lieber 1 hour from now. It's Cyber Monday right here on The Fan.
But now I'll come home and it's not the same, no. Feels empty and alone.
Died.
I making out. Come on, I'm about it. It's the Patrick Moore Show. It's 5:59. I've heard that this existed, but I didn't know if I'd ever hear it. That's actually a very good Scott Stapp.
Yeah, you play the other one.
With arms wide roses.
So that's Nick Swardson.
Right.
And Sauce and him, and of course, Lawyer Lambert and Mark Rosen. We were at a restaurant last Wednesday, and they were nice enough to ask Mark Parrish and I to swing by because we were essentially in the neighborhood. So Parrish and I swang by. Swung by? Swang by?
No idea.
Had you were swinging.
Had swung in by.
Yeah.
And my favorite part about that night was Swardson wouldn't stop singing With Arms Wide Rosen, which is a Creed parody. And I thought it was funny because clearly 100% Rosie laughed every time that Swardson did it. And it was blatantly obvious that Mark had no idea what was happening.
Right.
He doesn't know Creed.
He just liked that he was saying Rosen.
Right. He just liked the attention. So Swardson was just, with arms, what, Rosen? And Rosen would go, oh, yep, okay, okay.
I get it.
And it's, Mark, you don't get the bit.
No.
So anyway, he said to Sauce, if I sing With Arms Wide Rosen into your phone, will you play it on the show? And Sauce, yeah, yeah. But that clearly wasn't into your phone. So did you just record him saying that yesterday or something?
I recorded him into my...
the voice memo there?
Yeah, when I saw him on Friday.
You guys went to the Wolves game?
Yeah, they were terrible.
Great.
Yeah, we left. But they won yesterday, yeah. And then he's like, hey, we got to do that With Arms Wide Rosen bit. I'm like, okay, here.
So let's play it for Rosie tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
He'll laugh. We should ask him who it is.
And then we'll ask him what the joke is. Now, Twitter will probably blow it for us.
Well, of course.
Between now and tomorrow. But if they don't, my guess is he has no idea what that means.
No. I don't think he has. He has no idea who Creed is.
With arms wide rosen.
We should play some Creed, Hogsley.
Oh, boy. You're probably right.
Yeah, great point.
It should be a Creed Monday.
Yeah, it should. Creed Wales. I could hardly believe that's not Creed. When I
heard the news. It's a Creed.
The Timberwolves won 119-108 over the Phoenix Suns. That was without Devin Booker. He had an injured right big toe. Jimmy Butler at 25, Wiggins at 21, but Carl Anthony Towns, 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 assists. The Wolves are 12-8. That is their best 20-game start since 05-06, yet the fans are still annoyed. Isn't that weird? They're fourth in the West. They're 12-8. They're tied with Portland. They host Washington tomorrow night. And after a decade plus of sucking so hard, they're 12-8, and their fans are still going, oh, God, we're losing to this team, and we're losing to that. We're actually decent.
Yeah, they're decent.
What did Mike Tyson say? Enjoy the season. They would be hosting a playoff series.
Right.
They'd be the home team in a playoff series with the 4 seed.
I hate to break it to you. They're not going to be the 1 seed.
No. No, and they're not going 70-12.
No. Well, maybe.
They might.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah. Okay, they're not going 75-7.
Maybe they will.
It's too late for that.
Yeah, it's way too late for that.
Maybe next year?
Man, I just...
Yeah, people... Yeah, I hear you. They do lose to... That game on Friday was awful.
Yeah, they've lost to some weird teams this year. But there's growing pains. They're going to figure it out.
And Butler and Carl and Andrew Whale. Plus, they're without Teague. He didn't play.
Tyus kicked some ass.
He did. The
first ever start.
After the game, they talked to Jimmy Butler, and all he would talk about is Tyus Jones.
Right on.
Because I think he's proud of him for how good of a job he did.
No.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying Chris Hockey is not prepared for this show, because he always is. But he also mostly hates sports.
Sure. He hates sports.
Sauce, will... And I know Chris is on Twitter a lot, and I know he reads, so it's very possible this is a stupid question. Did Chris Hockey know what happened Saturday against Alabama? And I don't mean Auburn.
No, he's no clue. None.
But he reads, though, and he's on Twitter. It almost was impossible to miss.
But...
With arms wide rosen...
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about if I say Alabama Saturday, and I'm not talking about number one Alabama losing to Auburn.
I'm pretty sure the Golden Gopher basketball squad beat them.
But do you know why that was noteworthy?
No. I really don't. I have no idea.
Let's go back then, because it was beyond fascinating.
It was
right?
odd.
The weirdest, some of the weirdest things you will ever see in sports took place on Saturday. The Gopher basketball team defeated Alabama, Chris Hockey, 89-84.
Okay.
Which is fine, because the Gophers are ranked 14th, and Alabama was something like 25th. So this is a top 25 team.
Sweet. Not on TV, though.
Right. Which was very frustrating for Twitter because of what was happening. The Gophers are now 7-0. Chris, midway through the second half, although the Gophers were mostly in control of the game, there was a big kerfuffle with multiple players ejected. In fact, the entire Alabama bench, think about what I'm saying, the entire bench for Alabama got tossed.
Really?
Then,
like
with
a salad.
Yes.
Yep. Like
then,
a salad.
Then there was an injury and a couple of players fouled out. So for the last 10 minutes and 41 seconds of the game, Alabama played 3-on-5.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and they had three players?
Yep.
Yep.
And in that final 10-41, they outscored the Gophers and actually at one point cut the deficit to 3.
What?
They almost came back and beat the Gophers 3-on-5.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of the weirdest things you'll ever see. If you watch the Twitter highlights, again, the highlights, because we couldn't
like
watch it
here. It was like a Facebook Live.
It was bizarre, because the Gophers were settling for 15, 16, 17-foot jumpers because they were open shots and missing them.
Take it to the hoop.
Take it to the hoop, and then Alabama would rebound it, fast break, 3-on-5, and find a way to get layups. It was the weirdest.
Was
they
Richard
almost did
going
it.
Crazy?
Well, And I can't wait till AJ gets here, because AJ's excuse was you don't practice for 3-on-5. And, of course, Twitter kind of exploded on AJ going, that's the dumbest take I've ever heard. And it mostly is, because all you have to do is call a timeout and say, guys, we can double team everybody who has the ball
right.
at all times. We should never settle for a 15, 16, 17-foot shot. These should all be layups.
Or dunks.
Or dunks. Or let's draw fouls and get these guys to foul out.
Right.
You should never get worked like the Gophers got worked. Now, that doesn't mean they're a bad team. That doesn't mean their Final Four aspirations are dead. But
it was
man,
a weird scenario.
I mean, that's inexcusable and pretty shell-shocking to have a team work you like that. But they survived it. They're 7-0. And huge test on Wednesday. Number 11, Miami, is at number 14, Minnesota.
Oh, sweet.
Big Ten ACC Challenge.
Be a great game.
Should be really good. Hurricanes are 5-0.
You could also, done 4-on-3 and left one guy permanently at the other end of the court and just waited. You know what I mean? Or double team.
Wait,
all
defensively
of
or offensively?
Offensively.
So just basically had one guy.
Just stay back.
Just stay back in on case, offense.
Right.
And just get layups.
Right. Well, no. On defense. When you're on offense.
That's what I just asked.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So
you're right.
Saying have one person always back on defense.
Right. Yeah. Or just constantly double team the three or the two of them and leave one-on-one. Right?
Well, I don't think you're allowed to double team somebody that doesn't have the ball.
Oh, yeah. That's illegal defense?
Right.
Huh. What would have been your plan, Hawk?
I would have called timeout and went home.
I'm out. Sorry.
Crazy, man.
Where'd the coach go? He left.
Steelers 31-28 over the Packers. Ben Roethlisberger, 351 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Antonio Brown, just 169 yards and 2 touchdowns. What is he? Like Julio Jones, but worse?
He, second straight week, no one cares. He scored over 40 points in fantasy football. That's how good he
is. Pretty good. Wow. The Steelers 9-2, the Packers 5-6. That's thanks to a Chris Boswell 53-yard field goal at the buzzer.
Yeah, man.
I think that tied a record.
Yeah, listen to this. It seems almost impossible, but it's true.
Boswell is going to have to come in and kick about a 53-yarder to win the game. This would tie the longest field goal ever kicked in this building.
How about that? How is that possible?
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was the big hubbub when Packers elected to kick that field goal that was like 51 yards, and they're like, field goals in this building are like the lowest. It's like the lowest percentage of field goals made in any stadium. It's just tough to kick field goals in there. And that's why they were like, what are they doing? Go for
it. The wind?
I don't know.
What's the problem?
I've never been there. I don't know.
I have no idea. You've never been there?
That's one stadium I've never been to.
I guess it's sweet.
Huh.
But yeah, I didn't get it. I didn't really make much sense. But yeah, at least the Packers lost.
That's right. And I thought they were going to win. I kept seeing it on the Twitter machine that they were winning. I thought they were going to win too.
Well, I'm just happy that stadium bounced back. You will remember when Hines Ward once returned to kickoff about 105 yards, and then the entire field collapsed because Bain blew it up.
But he, you know what?
Your city is corrupt.
But he kept going, though.
He did. He didn't quit. Teammates and opponents were falling to their deaths, he wanted so badly to score. I believe he had a kickoff return bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did it for them.
He did it for John bonus.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Gopher football lost 31-0 to number 5 Wisconsin, and then Demaree Croft quit.
Rosie!
That's a true story. You're not kidding me.
No, he quit.
It's in the Star Trib. It's right here.
It's in both stories. He left.
Quit.
He asked for his release and skipped the banquet last night.
Yeah.
He's done.
He quit.
Boy, did they throw a banquet together quickly.
Yeah, look, they knew it was going to happen.
Right?
The last time the Gophers were shut out in back-to-back games, which they were now this season, 1950, 67 years it went without back-to-back shutouts, and the Gophers' first season with P.J. Fleck as head coach ends with back-to-back shutouts. The last time that the Badgers or Gophers were shut out in this rivalry game was 1982, when the Gophers lost 24-0. And if you're keeping track at home, and some of us are, that is 14 consecutive wins for the Badgers over the Gophers.
I'm proud of them for the effort they had on Saturday.
They had very little effort. Demaree Croft, 3 of 9, 40 yards. He was out-dueled by Alex Hornibrook.
How many yards did he have?
Croft was 3 of 9 for 40 yards.
40?
Yeah.
Then he quit.
Well, did he say why he quit?
I've been there, though. No, he just quit.
He just quit?
Yeah. Hornibrook, 151 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, but it'd be way cooler if Hornibrook didn't play for them. That being Wisconsin. It'd be cool if Hornibrook played for, like, Iowa.
It'd be cooler if his first name was Hornibrook and his last name was, like, Shields.
Hornibrook Shields? I get it. Took me a while. I had to say it out loud. I'm so dumb. Hornibrook Shields. I'm like, what's his dad, a cop? What's the joke? Brooke Shields, get it. Is she still with us?
Sure.
Monday, man.
Monday, man.
Yeah, man.
Horny Brooke Shields, I didn't get it.
It's fun to hear when you do, though.
Yeah.
You know? I think the listeners enjoy when you have the light bulb.
I think the liquors, the listeners are tired of me.
You wish they were liquors. Hey, if you are out there and you're a liquor, then just hit them up on Snapchat.
Or at MeetSauce1.
What percentage of reason why you signed up for Snapchat is because of the nudes? Is it like 99%?
Did you just say Snapchat?
Yeah, did you?
I think I said Snapchat.
People call it about
Snapchat.
100.
It's 100%.
Yeah, I don't know if it can be 100. Yeah.
So if the nudes disappeared from Snapchat, if a chick stopped sending you those, would you have any interest in continuing?
Yeah, I quit multiple times this weekend. I deleted it multiple times.
Why?
I don't know. It's a long story.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, what did you buy?
I'm in the process.
What are you really gonna buy that Amazon thing with the screen, Amazon Vision or whatever you can talk to it?
I think I'm gonna buy 2 of those.
What? You only need one.
I know, but somebody on the other end is gonna need one, right?
No. You ask, do you even know what it does?
No.
It's like Amazon, it's like Alexa, except it's a screen. So it'll like show you weather, traffic, the news, it'll play music, all that stuff. It's pretty sweet, and it's on sale. Will you buy me one?
Yeah, sure.
So what are you getting?
Oh, I like I said, I'm shopping. I got a few ideas.
Cyber Monday is weird, though, because it's basically like you were invited to prom after prom.
Right.
Yeah. It's, hey, do you want a great deal on TVs? Should have got it 3 days ago.
Right.
But if you want a pretty good deal on TVs, then thanks for stopping by. They're good deals, but they're not quite as good as they were Thursday or Friday. So it's weird to kind of have everybody advertising, come buy our stuff. I already did.
Yeah, I did.
I already bought my stuff.
It's like the same price.
Some things are close,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like the Xbox.
And other things are slightly worse.
I bought the Xbox, by the way.
I did too. What a steal, right?
Yeah. I got
which
the
one
Madden,
did you get? The Madden one?
And
and the extra controller?
Right.
Hell yeah. Did you? Mine's being shipped.
Mine's still in the box.
Oh,
why did you buy it?
For you.
How did I buy it?
Why?
Oh, because I thought it was a good deal.
You going to play it?
I don't know.
What will be played more between now and the end of the year? That or your Switch? Which I played this weekend.
Played Mario Odyssey?
Wales.
You played my Switch?
Yeah, yours, yeah.
I wonder where it was.
You have no idea where it
is. You like Mario Odyssey?
I do. It's very fun. But it's just sitting there. I'm like, why did I buy this and I don't play it?
Right. That's what I think.
Right.
That's why I hide it from myself and I don't feel bad.
You're talking about your wiener?
There it is.
Odyssey kicks ass.
Yeah, it's great. Super fun.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, you had a hell of a trip home.
What?
Odyssey. Do you know what Odyssey means?
No.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the cast mates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The cast mates, Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph. The year, 2015. The answer, right after this. The Fan. And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The cast mates, Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph. The year, 2015. The answer, sisters. And now, back to the Power Trip.
Oh boy.
Is this the remix?
Today with Hobbs seems my life with Hobbs is gonna change. With Hobbs, I close my eyes, begin to pray. With Hobbs, then tears of joy stream down my face. With Hobbs, what rose on
totally worth it.
Yeah,
totally 100%. Worth the wait. He says it again, doesn't he? Right here.
With Hobbs,
he's funny.
Can you start it over? This is not going to be worth the wait as much as the Nick Swartz and soundbite, but I want to try this quickly too. This is even dumber.
Well, I just heard the news today. I could hardly believe it seems when I heard the news today.
So stupid.
It's funny, though.
With Hobbs, what rose on?
Duck, quack, or whatever it was.
Right.
Swartzen's ridiculous.
Right,
he's super
right,
funny.
Right.
Ugh. Anywho, did you see Coco this weekend, Chris?
I did.
You did?
Best Pixar movie of them all.
I had a hunch it was going to hit Chris Hockey right between the eyes.
It couldn't have been.
Did I not nail it? That's you, man, right?
I know.
All you want to do is play music. It's got the family bit and, wanting to make your relatives and family proud.
Unreal.
Did you bawl your eyes out when he sang to her at the end?
Dude. When he sang to his little girl,
sure,
and, you know, before he left,
yes,
and then when the little boy sang
to grandma,
holy balls.
I was specifically thinking you were gonna cry when he sang to grandma, when he sang
to the little girl because
remember me to his girl,
yeah.
Oh man,
it's unbelievably, but man,
I thought it was terrific.
They just
as
outdo
well.
Themselves every right? time, and this time, how about the wrinkles in grandma's face,
right? How realistic it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the animation's off the charts.
It's a wonderful film. It truly is.
See, but so did Mr. Z undersell it?
Completely undersold it.
And, Coco kicks ass.
I have to say as well, what an adult film in a cartoon form.
Right, there's some murder.
There's murder.
And they actually use the word murder. It's not Disney / Pixar / well, what happened to Dad?
Yeah, no.
Right, it's you murdered him.
Yes, he's dead.
And, of course, Jesus. My 3-year-old did not ask me what that meant.
Yeah.
Right, he didn't go, wait, who did what to what now? It's like, yeah, there's some murder in it.
It's so good, though. It's very good. So good. And, I'd see it again. And really cool explanation of the culture, which, because I'd never known what the Day of the Dead was all about. I had no idea.
Sure.
Just very well done.
I thought it was terrific as well.
So good. So good.
And it crushed, too, right? It was number one at the box office. Made something like 70, where is that? 71.2 million dollars since Wednesday.
Yep, number one film beating out that
garbage Justice League.
Yeah, which is horrible.
Did you see it?
No, but it's horrible.
You don't have to.
Yeah. My mom and my sister saw Coco. My sister loved it as well.
That's so good.
My mom said it was great.
It is. It's spectacular.
Best Pixar movie?
Yeah, for me. It was like I chose the script.
Right. It was like Little Chris.
Right.
It was. It was like Little Chris Hockey.
Yeah.
He didn't want to make shoes.
No, I didn't.
How did you sob, like, loud?
I tried my best to hold it in, but, I was throwing salt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I couldn't hold it in.
Hard not to. I didn't cry, but internally, the wheels were spinning.
Yeah, man.
Externally, robotic.
Well, I mean, again.
Internally, I'm like, whew, this is a good one.
He's leaving his baby girl to go play a gig. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
And he does it. Yeah. Right. And he does it. And he obviously loves her to death.
Yeah.
But he loves music. He wants to play for the world, man. Can't help it.
Which doesn't matter at all in the end. Let's just be honest. Hold on.
But he had good intentions.
He did. He wanted to have good intentions, but in the end, he was still leaving.
Right.
And he wanted to hug her with arms wide open. Great film.
Oh, so good. I encourage everybody. Go see it. A guy named Kyung Major in Macomb, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Posted an item for sale on Facebook that I need more information on, guys. It's a slightly used coffin.
What?
Slightly used coffin.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
He says it was buried for 3 years.
With somebody in it.
They just pulled it back up because they decided to go a different route.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. It just says that.
So if they're going a different route, that means whoever they buried in that.
Yeah.
They wanted to maybe upgrade?
Right. Apparently, they wanted to cremate them or something. You know, maybe they...
So we don't need the coffin anymore.
Yeah, we don't need the coffin.
I have a whole bunch of disgusting questions.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What kind of mess is left in a slightly used coffin where somebody has been rotting for 3 years?
I don't know.
And is it ever truly not used?
No. Slightly used is just used.
Right, but you know what I mean? Like, hey, this is my used car. I cleaned it, got it detailed. It's got a bunch of miles on it, but sure.
Once you use it, you've used it. Right. It's kind of like saying, anybody want to use my slightly used condom?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah,
because imagine that.
Once you've used it.
I knew you were going to say
it's that. Used.
Yeah, he's right.
Right.
He's right, and it's just as disgusting.
Yeah.
Now...
Nah, I'd rather lay in a used coffin. Yeah.
Now, okay. Let's be careful quickly here.
I'd rather lay in a used
okay.
No.
Let's be careful on this one.
Okay.
But I think you guys are all going to understand what I'm saying without me actually saying it. Talking about the thing I just brought up, so I don't have to use the word again. You can use it to completion or partially use it. Now, if you had... No, again, both horrifically gross. One slightly more gross than the other, but still very, very gross on both levels. Now back to the coffin. If you place a dead body in it for, let's say, a wake.
Yes.
Right? So it's...
Well, get him out of the coffin if he's awake.
Yeah.
But
why is he in there?
He's in there for a couple of hours.
Yet.
He or she's in there for a couple of hours. And then you say, all right, we're not going to bury this person in it, but technically a dead body was in there for a little bit of time.
Yeah, yeah, okay, got ya.
Would you bury a loved one at a discount rate somebody had just spent a couple hours in there for a wake?
Which loved one?
Yeah, that's the point right there, right?
Let's say it's Dov.
Yeah.
Like discounted coffin.
Of course,
for Dov, right?
And Pete Sauce. Pete Sauce gets a discounted coffin.
Now, what if Dov had been lying in there for 3 years and now Pete Sauce wants a discounted coffin?
Yeah, fine.
Right.
And
right.
Dov had disintegrated.
Yeah. Would be the best he'd been.
And just decomposed for 3 years.
Yeah.
Ick.
What if, you know what? Throw me in there with Dov.
Yeah. Hockey. Yeah.
What's it matter?
Yeah. Who cares? You know? Put them in there together.
Yeah. What's it matter?
They're going to be like the couple in Titanic that sinks to the bottom.
Yeah.
As long as somebody remembers them.
Right.
Right, Chris? What's the difference?
That's all that matters. Where's my picture?
Right. Just put your picture up on the old whatever it's called.
Yeah. Grandma's got it.
Forget the name of it.
The decibule?
That's not it.
I don't think that's right. A decibule?
Yeah, isn't it the vestibule? Destibule?
Well, yeah, that's different than destibule.
A dustibule?
What is that thing?
You should dust your bules.
I wish you would dust your bules. Yeah. Somebody needs to dust
mine
off.
Long overdue.
Yeah, sorry about that.
With on by rules on.
He will not get that.
What's a discounted coffin go for?
What's
He had $200 is what he's asking.
That's it?
Yeah.
Aren't they thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's what I'm saying. It's a hell of a deal.
So slightly used means it's completely used, and we're basically looking for any amount of money you're willing to give us.
Oh, boy.
Somebody out there is going to buy it for weird reasons, though.
Empire.
Empire. You guys ever sold things on Craigslist? Because clearly I have. If you're asking for $200, that means you would take $100.
Of course.
You never ask for what you actually would take. That's why you always have to lowball somebody on Craigslist. Always. They're just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, they don't want it.
They just don't want it.
Or he wants the cash.
He's taking up space.
Yeah, he wants the cash.
But again, you know somebody out there, they're like, you mean we're going to be able to get it on in a coffin where there's a dead body at one point?
Yeah, that's people's thing. 100%.
And one part of the couple is going to be like, all right. But the other part is going to be like, yeah.
Slightly used.
Yeah, gross.
Gross.
When we come back, we'll do what really matters. It's scores and stats around the world of sports. But more importantly, Chris will change your life with some other garbage. And this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show is brought to you by...
Young Stats, man. They always take good care of your automobile, especially this time of year.
The quack or whatever it was.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Erotic City. It's 6:39.
Yep!
Ben Lieber's coming in.
Cool.
AJ's coming in.
Cool.
It's Monday.
Sure. Cyber Monday.
It is that. Money to be spent.
What'd you buy?
I'm still working on some things. It is time for this.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
One of the Johnny Scar!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Wild lost 6-3 to St. Louis on Saturday. Coyle scored his first goal of the year. Zach Mitchell scored his second. Eric Staal's eighth. But they came up short tonight at Winnipeg, right here on The Fan. Winnipeg was shut out 4-0 against San Jose on Saturday. But Winnipeg, third in the West at 14-6-3. The Wild, 11-9-3. The Wild are tied for ninth.
The Wild, Friday was great. The other day was hideous. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. I'm happy for them.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis is incredible. Way to get rid of their coach. Wasn't a smart idea.
And now it's time for What Really Matters, brought to you by LutherAuto.com.
All right, thanks, LutherAuto.com. I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey changes your life with something else. Hey, the Wolves won 119-108 against the Phoenix Suns. The Big Cat, 32 points, 12 boards, and 2 assists. They host Washington tomorrow night. Wolves are tied for fourth in the West. What really matters is this.
A couple in Washington State crashed into a tree last Wednesday because They were drunk and having sex while they were driving. Luckily, their three-month-old baby in the back seat was not hurt.
Wait, what, say that again?
All right. A couple in Washington State crashed into a tree last Wednesday while having sex while drunk and behind the wheel.
That's aggressive.
Well, luckily, their three-month-old baby in the back seat was unhurt.
Ugh.
That's just the worst.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Who bangs while driving?
Lucky people.
Yeah.
Drunks.
Yeah, the sex part is the least egregious part of this whole thing.
Right.
It's that they're hammered, being extremely distracted with a three-month-old baby in the back.
Yeah.
Well, take that child from them.
Ugh. That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
I'm trying to tell you the news. It matters.
The Eagles won 31-3 over the Bears. Carson Wentz had three touchdown passes, 227 yards. The Eagles are an NFL best 10-1. Mitch Trubisky, 147 yards and two touchdowns. Or excuse me, the opposite, two interceptions. The Bears fall to 3-8. What really matters is this.
Oh. Employees at a Walmart in New Mexico accidentally locked a dude, homeless guy, inside on Thursday night. So he ate some chocolate, he destroyed a bunch of stuff, and then he tried on an adult diaper.
What? I have a suspect.
I do too. I think it's the same guy.
Oh, man.
Part
of it I can't blame the dude for, right?
No.
You're locked in there. You're hungry.
Yeah.
All right, use the facilities. Maybe not an adult diaper.
Yeah, I don't know what, yeah.
Use the bathroom, unless the bathrooms were locked. They couldn't have been, right? If they were, then I can't blame the guy for that either.
No, at least he didn't do it in the corner.
Right. But you said he wrecked some stuff. Ate some chocolate, fine.
Yeah.
Use an adult diaper if the bathrooms were locked, fine.
And we understand.
Yeah.
Don't break stuff.
No.
Great point. You should play that song.
Yeah. He didn't need things to break.
Yeah.
Just one of those days, you know, where you got locked in a Walmart overnight.
Yeah, it happens. Wait. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How do you get locked in a Walmart? They're open 24 hours a day.
It was Thursday night. Just one of them days when I got a poop in a diaper.
Just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody sucks.
Yep.
You don't really know why, but you want to justify.
What a shredder.
Oh, God. One of the greatest songs of all time.
Wow.
I'm telling you. This is Stairway to Heaven, man.
It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, blank, blank. Chicken.
Fred's going to punch you.
He's aggressive.
It's just one of those days.
He's mad. What's he up to?
They're back together.
Are they?
Are they really?
They tour and stuff, yeah.
They're probably touring and having fun, living a great life.
Demaree Croft of the Golden Gopher football team is no longer a part of the Golden Gopher football team. He quit over the weekend. He's leaving the Gophers. Asked for his release. He did not attend the season-ending banquet last night, which sounds lovely.
I'm not sure. Why?
I just don't think he wants to be part of the...
Do you think it's because he doesn't like P.J. Fleck?
I don't think he wants to row the boat.
Yeah.
But
I think he thinks the boat is lame.
Yeah.
What if they put a motor on the boat?
So
yeah,
much
that
easier.
Would speed up
it
the process.
Really, it is.
Can you imagine if this team had a good quarterback? That would be the equivalent of having a motor.
Right.
Why are we rowing?
Well said.
Let's just get a quarterback.
Right.
And then we'll just, you know, floor it.
One that throws for more than 40 something yards.
Right. Like, for example, do you think Alex Hornibrook rows a boat,
no.
Or does he just rev that engine up and let it fly?
Right.
He probably has other people row it.
Baker Mayfield rows a boat?
No.
No.
He puts the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, and then grabs his crank in front of people.
But, why not? Why
he did
that?
I don't know.
Why?
Because the guys at Kansas 2 weeks ago wouldn't shake hands with him, so he stood in the side of the field and, like, grabbed himself at them. Yeah.
There were a lot of people really, really pissed about it. It made me want to adopt Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I wonder,
my kind of kid.
Right. I like his attitude.
I'm you guys.
You guys maybe got it. I think maybe you guys got it backwards. I think he grabbed his yunk and then they wouldn't shake hands with him, which I can't blame him.
Well, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
That's chronologically incorrect, but
that makes sense. But I think the story's backwards. Your version.
This is one of those days.
With arms wide frozen.
Meow, meow.
It's like the Jaws theme.
Ooh, it really is.
Just aggressive.
Oh my gosh, it is. I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Fred Durst.
When you want to eat people.
Isn't there a fourth one where he gets lost in SeaWorld?
That's Jaws 3.
Isn't it horrible?
It's one of the worst films of all time.
And you've seen it?
I've seen all four Jaws films.
What the hell is wrong?
Jaws 4 was the revenge. Michael Caine, low point in his career.
He's actually here.
Michael Caine's here.
Is here. So, ask him about Jaws 3.
All right, so, sir, is it Sir Michael Caine? I don't know if he's a sir.
It is.
Oh, Michael Caine, so obviously Jaws 1, spectacular. Jaws 2, I'm not a huge fan, but obviously I've seen it about 90 times. Jaws 3 is arguably a top 5 worst film of all time, especially when what appears to be a cardboard cut out of a shark shatters through some glass at SeaWorld, yet doesn't move when the glass shatters. It makes absolutely no sense. That film was widely panned. But then somehow, for Jaws 4, The Revenge, you signed on trying to save the franchise. Now, the shark that had terrorized the Brody family way up the East Coast had somehow tracked them all the way to the Bahamas.
Yeah, a homing beacon.
At what part? A homing beacon.
Yeah, yeah.
At what part? At what point of you reading the script did you say, this is a great career move for me?
Oh, I never read the script.
Why not?
I had plenty of things to do. All I saw was the number on the check. And so I said, I can buy more toilet paper and hookers.
If you're just tuning in, that's Michael Caine, by the way. We're talking to Michael Caine of Jaws 4. Michael Caine.
I said, let's do this. Why not?
Was that, in fact, the low point of your career?
Oh, hell no.
How did it get lower than that?
Oh, wow. I filmed Beetlejuice 2.
You did?
I sure did.
How'd that go?
It never came out?
It never came out.
Who are you?
I was Beetlejuice's left nut.
I feel like I have to reintroduce our guest. That's Michael Caine, by the way, for those of you just
people can
tuning
understand
in.
That's
Michael Caine. You remember him from the Dark Knight trilogy?
Best movie I was ever in was Twister.
You were in that?
Oh, I sure was.
What'd you play? News,
I was the tornado.
You were?
I went...
He's a method actor.
I'm on meth. You're right. I just unplugged my headphones. I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh.
What?
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you also broke news that you were Beetlejuice's left nut in Beetlejuice 2.
I broke one just now.
You did?
I broke one.
Michael Caine, you've done a lot of movies with Christopher Nolan, including the brilliant, brilliant film, The Prestige. Explain The Prestige to somebody like Meat Sauce who either didn't see it or wouldn't understand it if he did.
I would love to do that, but I have a hard time saying Prestige.
Saying what?
Prestige. Oh. That's the hardest thing about the whole film, is saying Prestige. I can't say it right.
There's an R in there, right?
Yeah.
Prestige.
Gotcha.
How? Tell prestige. Us about it.
Well, it's a movie about magic, Johnson. Magic Johnson.
Again, if you're just tuning in, that's Michael Caine, the terrific actor.
Slowly turning into Michael Caine with dental work.
I don't know. I can't help it. It's where I'm from. I like bison.
You like bison?
I think you said bison.
I like bison. It's a cute animal. I have bison farms.
Speaking of the bison.
Minnesota.
So what's bison, the movie bison. About?
It's about sharks. Speaking of bison, bison.
Sheesh.
Don't worry about it. You
my name is
it.
Bison, bison.
Do you remember when Tommy Olsen, who joins our show on Thursdays, said that Mitch Leidner, had he gone to North Dakota State, would have been just as productive as Carson Wentz because
he stands
Carson
by that,
Wentz
by the way.
Was like a sister quarterback? Michael Caine, did you watch the now 10-1 Philadelphia Eagles led by Carson Wentz? Did you watch them yesterday?
I did.
Your thoughts on Mitch Leidner and Carson Wentz in terms of their career arcs?
I think maybe Tommy Olsen needs to stop doing so much meth.
No.
It seems to me as if Carson Wentz is a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback. And that other person probably couldn't have even played for PJ Fleck.
Oh. Glad you
Michael Caine is morphing into Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you call me Mark?
No.
From Mark.
Were you in that show?
Navajo.
Never home?
I believe he said Navajo.
Okay. You okay, Michael?
No, I'm Michael Caine.
What's any upcoming films you're in?
Oh, sure.
What are you in?
I'm in a Bone Chiller movie about the Wright brothers.
A Bone Chiller movie?
I wish you would listen.
Yep, a Bone Chiller movie about the Boat Brothers.
I wish you would open your mouth.
Yeah, the two guys that are, it's basically Tommy and Ed Olsen. It's the two guys that are still rowing the boat
only
when everybody else jumped off the ship.
Oh, when is
like Demery Croft?
And he jumped off the ship, didn't he?
No life jacket either. Just said, I'd rather swim for it.
Yeah, in the with Jaws 3. Yeah.
Right. Demery, this is a, there's shrieking eels everywhere. You're in eel-infested waters.
Yeah.
And he said,
I'm out.
I'm going for it.
See you later.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I can't believe it just quit.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, Demery woke up yesterday morning after the debacle on Saturday, 31-0, and said, you know what? About that banquet tonight.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody sucks. You
He's
don't
right
really
about
know
that.
Why. But you
want to justify. Rip head off. So good.
Ben Lieber joins the Power Trip Morning Show next. And then we'll stick around to the end of the Power Trip Morning Show, which is projected to be close to 9 o'clock unless they ask us to leave before that. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Scientists in South Korea think they've created a new compound that can finally cure baldness. So there's that. Here's something else. According to a new study out of Penn State University, if you're eating something and a fly lands on it, you shouldn't just brush the fly away and keep on eating. You should throw that food away. Researchers found that flies actually have the potential to carry much more dangerous bacteria than we thought, including things like salmonella and E. coli. E. coli!
So what, man? Your immune system needs a little practice. So what if a fly lands in your food? Unless it's Jeff Goldblum, who's also here.
He's here.
No, he's not here.
No, he is. Jeff, tell us about why we shouldn't eat when you land on food.
Meat sauce.
Yeah.
If I land on your Pop-Tart, I probably got poop on my feet.
Ben Lieber, Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum, Ben Lieber.
Ben.
Jeff, good morning.
Hi. Could I land on your genitals?
your genitals.
Absolutely.
Yes. Are they very, very proper?
Ben, you're also going to be pissed because you just missed Michael Caine.
No, he's...
Yes, I know. He's such a famous actor. I heard him on the way in.
We can go get him. He's out in the hallway wandering.
Is he wandering?
Hey, Michael! Oh, he walked back in. Michael!
Oh, no.
Come here.
I'm coming back in.
Sit down at the bike.
Ben, if I remember right, you also have not seen The Prestige, correct?
I have not.
You've not. Oh, man. Put that at the top of your list.
It's that good, huh?
It's one of my all-time favorite films.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
I got to see folks.
Yeah, Michael, tell Ben why he should see The Prestige.
Oh, let me tell you about The Prestige.
The what?
The Prestige. I can't say it. I've told you this before. The Prestige is like this, right? I'm a cadabra.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Summed it up pretty well.
Hey, if you listen real closely, I'm going to pray you something special.
Pray?
I'm going to pray you something special that nobody's ever heard before. An edited scene from The Prestige.
There are a couple of words that Chris does perfectly, right? Yeah. Where it temporarily sounds like Michael Caine.
I don't know, which is who's Chris?
And then it goes right back to talking or sounding nothing like any human who has ever talked.
Can I play you an edited scene from the DVD of Prestige?
Sure.
Listen closely.
Okay.
Put your head real close to the speakers in your car.
I know where this is going. Yeah, Sauce, in fact, why don't you put your nose right up to the speaker as well?
Got it.
So Christopher walks over to me, Christopher Bale, and he walks
up to me. His name's Christian Bale.
Yeah, it's not Christopher.
I like to call him Christopher.
That's odd.
You guys are tight. You've worked on a lot of films together.
He walks up to me and he says, I'm Batman.
In The Prestige?
Yes, even before he was Batman.
That's the reason they edited it out. He forgot his character's name.
Oh.
And I said, Christopher, listen, you can't play Abacadabra because it's bad for the city of Gotham.
Gotham?
Gotham.
And then I said...
The show's derailed.
There it is. Whoop, there it is. Yep. So that's edited out. How do you see that scene, though?
With pink eye.
The Prestige was before Batman Begins, correct? It's got to be close, though.
I don't know. Ask the guy that's in it.
Well, if I remember correctly.
Yes!
It is.
Prestige was 2006. Oh, Batman Begins was 05. So he was Batman. See, Michael Caine knows what he's talking about.
Why do you question me?
He was Batman already before Prestige came out.
Sometimes you get confused.
Why?
Because, well, you get your double act clue, don't you?
What was that?
I wish people could see his face.
Yeah, we might want to wrap this bit up.
I love it.
He's walking a tightrope between mumbling and swearing.
When he stands up and does it, he stands there like an old man.
Yeah.
He gets into character of standing like an old man. I don't know why.
Yep, it's weird.
The way he purses his lips is great.
I'm a method actor. I call it method acting. I like to get myself into the role.
God. Ben, I have so many college football questions for you and Michael Caine.
Yeah, of course.
Let me start off by first saying that I apologize.
For what?
I owe you guys. I was supposed to call on Friday morning on my way to the airport.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep. I forgot about that.
And really, we're not that mad about it.
I know, but it was one of those things where I got on the airplane. I go, damn it. Yeah. I was supposed to call. So I apologize. I flat out just forgot.
It's fine. No big deal. Just the 16th anniversary on Friday would have been nice if you recognized us for just a second.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So many college football questions. Let's start with the disaster that is Tennessee football.
Wow.
Tennessee had planned to introduce Greg Schiano as their head coach at a news conference last night, but public outcry, protests, everybody was pissed. They changed their mind. They're backing out. Schiano's going back to Ohio State to be defensive coordinator. For Urban Meyer, at least for now. He's 51 years old. Ever seen anything like this where a team hires a coach and Twitter and the public and protests actually got it done, and 24 hours later they change their mind and say, never mind, we apologize, we're starting over. So weird.
It's so weird, and in my opinion, so wrong in a lot of ways, because it's not like they protested him because they just didn't think that he was a good personality fit. Like, I didn't like what he did when he was a head coach in the league. And I didn't like what he did at Rutgers. And I don't like what he's doing at Ohio State. Oh, they're just, one of the better teams in the country. The thing that they're hanging on to is these unverified allegations against him when he was at Penn State with the Sandusky stuff. And his name has been linked to it because he was on the staff. But the lead investigator that has read over everything and was the one that was charging people with stuff, said there's nothing verified here. There's nothing to charge him with anything. Like, he did not allow this to happen, because one of the big headlines that's floating around the internet is, I don't know who posted the, or who wrote the article, but the major headline was this, like, basically Schiano knew about this and allowed the child rape to happen. Well, big, bold headlines gets people to stop and turn and read the article. But basically, there's no truth to it. It's just false allegations. So much so that, Ohio State, of all places, they're fine hiring him.
And apparently retaining him, right? I assume he's going to be welcomed back.
He should be. He's one of the better defensive minds in the country. And if you want to talk about his record at Rutgers, you're talking about Rutgers. Like, he actually put Rutgers on the national map. So, if anything, he should be applauded for the work that he did there. It's a hard place to coach. So, I don't think he's as bad as the people in Tennessee want to make him out to be. And it's unfortunate that this guy had another great opportunity at a Power 5 conference school with a great reputation. And because people are misinformed, they get him out of there. And it's sad that people in this day and age have the power to do that, where misinformation and quote-unquote fake news can get somebody, get their reputation sullied and have them lose out on millions of dollars and a great opportunity.
How much of it is the fact that I would assume that the Tennessee fans really, really, really want John Gruden, and they were pissed that it wasn't John Gruden?
Then tough. I mean, it could be. You know, that rumor had been floated around for, it seems like, a month and a half now. And they could not either come to an agreement or Gruden didn't want the job. So the crybaby fan base that's protesting in Tennessee, sorry, you didn't get your guy. So what are you going to do now? And now it makes it look worse. What coach is going to want to go to a fan base and want to go play for an AD that is going to buckle to public pressure and not stay true to what he thinks is the right choice? I don't know.
Let me fire three other ones at you, and you can just take any of them or all of them. Texas A&M fired Kevin Sumlin, 6 years as Aggies head coach. Florida hired Mississippi State's Dan Mullen, mm-hmm. and Chip Kelly over the weekend chose UCLA. It sounds like over Florida.
So the Chip Kelly thing, I never agreed with him going on the East Coast and trying to make his system work. I think he made the smart decision. I think that he was playing Florida and he wanted UCLA the whole time. And that just happens in any coaching search if you're lucky enough to have multiple suitors. He's a perfect fit at UCLA. I think that it'll be, you know, it maybe not next year, but the year after that, there's certainly going to be contenders in the Pac-12 South, where there hasn't been a strong contender for the Pac-12 title really in a long time. So they can be right there in the conversation here in about a year and a half, 2 years.
Does Josh Rosen stay now?
No. Josh Rosen is going to be the number one quarterback taken in the draft. Is he going to be the number one overall player? I don't know. Maybe. Because Cleveland still doesn't have a quarterback. I like a lot of things about Josh Rosen. I think he can really play. I think he can play more of a pro-style offense. He has some issues, some attitude issues that are off the field. A little bit of an entitlement issue going on, similar to what Johnny Manziel was going through. But it sounds like he really has matured in this last year and a half. And, you know, under the right guidance, I think you can hone that in the right way. So he'll be the first quarterback taken.
You just asked for our forgiveness because mm-hmm. we forgot to call in on Friday. I'm going to ask you to apologize yet again.
Sure.
You follow college football.
Mm-hmm.
Again, why didn't you tell us that the Wisconsin quarterback's name was Alex Hornibrook?
You guys didn't know his name was Hornibrook?
We don't watch Badger football.
You have never heard the name Hornibrook.
No.
Never.
Do you think the three of us are sitting around watching college game day outside
Quite
of meat sauce?
I am, because I have nothing else to
we
do.
We didn't know the kid's name was Hornibrook.
Yeah. Quite the letdown.
Okay, but when you come on the show and we crack jokes about, I don't know, Doug Pfister or something like that, or Byung-ho yeah. Park, which we'll get to later, because
yeah.
Apparently Byung-ho's out the door. Didn't you think at one point that it was weird that the power trip had gone about a year and you had never heard an Alex Hornibrook joke? That should have been your cue to say, I might want to let these guys in on this. Maybe they haven't heard this. That's strange that you forgot that. But anyway, apology accepted, even though I haven't
Thank
heard one from you yet.
I don't think he did.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Back to Hornibrook, though. Three touchdowns en route to a 31-zip win over the Gophers, number 5, Wisconsin. They're going to be, obviously, they're higher than that now. They're going to be in the college football playoff if they can beat Ohio State.
Miami lost.
31-zip. Back-to-back shutouts for the Gophers for the first time since 1950. So Fleck's first year ends with two absolute duds to Northwestern Wisconsin. Up next, Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship against Ohio State. Up next for the Gophers, August 30th against New Mexico State.
Yeah, it's a long time for them. Yeah. And I heard on the way in, you guys were breaking news to me. I didn't know that Demary Croft just walked off the team.
He quit.
He jumped off the boat. Oh, yeah.
He asked for his release over the weekend. It sounds like that was stewing anyway, kind of just boiling over. And he said, you know what, forget it. He was 3 of 9 for 40 yards on Saturday, asked for his release. PJ said, no problem, see you later. And then he skipped the banquet last night.
Yeah.
Who else skipped that banquet? Anybody else?
It seems like he skipped the last two games.
Yeah, it really does. I mean,
he had quit. There's no qualms about it. You don't decide to transfer after losing the game yesterday.
But it's so bizarre that you could have a game like against Nebraska and then just, okay, so you crap the bed the next game and you're like, I'm done. And I know that this must be stewing for a long time. But really? It's all right. I don't know. Now they're really left with no quarterback, right?
Yeah,
well, they didn't have one. They didn't have one with him,
right?
But now they definitely don't have one
but,
without him.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough to keep him in there all season long. They had to go to Croft to see what he could do, and now he's gone.
Why not go back to Rota?
Ben,
right? Why didn't? Can I ask that question? It was senior year, right?
Senior day.
Yeah. Why didn't Rota play? You get him to come back.
You're getting
Croft
killed. Sucks.
It's his last game.
So he did not get in the game at all?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ben?
Yeah.
Did PJ lose the team?
I would never know that information. I have no idea. I mean, it doesn't look good when your quote unquote starting quarterback can't handle it and wants to get out of there. I don't know. I guess I don't know how that would work out internally.
Right.
Was that bridge burned earlier in the year when he got suspended for personal conduct?
Could be.
Away from the field?
Apparently not. He started.
But I wonder if he just had the, on the shoulder, like, PJ's not my guy. He doesn't like me. He doesn't understand me. Yeah, maybe it's a crack. So maybe that just was never fixed after that.
Hmm. It would maybe after that, yeah, that's a good point. Maybe that's where everything started, where he's like, all right, maybe this isn't the guy. Maybe the way PJ handled it, he's like, I can't play for this guy. I'll finish out the season, but I can't play for this guy.
Hmm. Right. Don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
Speculation.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, at least he's got a lot of good tape for another college.
Well, that Nebraska game, he looked great.
Yeah.
They fired their head coach, though.
Yeah, and it sounds like Scott Frost, the old quarterback, may be the top guy for that job. I did not think that he was going to go there.
Fancy.
But it sounds like he is mulling it over. They can't really have contact until later on. So we'll see. We'll see about Scott Frost.
Thought it was Brad Frost for a second.
Thank you for your honesty.
Would have been weird. All right, so Ben Lieber is here. You can follow him on Twitter, at Nacho Lieber.
Sorry, you don't have to give my Twitter handle out. I don't really care that much.
At 3 Ron Johnson on Twitter. That's at 3 Ron Johnson. AJ Mansoor, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey.
Hey.
And I'm Corey Cope. And the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this. We got a lot of NFL questions for Ben as well. How about those 10-1 Eagles and Carson Wentz? We'll talk about that. And where the Vikings currently sit and so much more right after this on the Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Join Corey Colvin, Mark Parrish this Thursday for hockey at Willie McCoy's in Andover from 7 to 9 p.m. Find all the upcoming Coors Light NHL events, KFAN.com, keyword hockey.
Should definitely do that. Great advice, AJ. Glad you brought that up. AJ, did you and your family see Coco over the weekend?
No.
Did not.
We went and saw The Star, which is the other Christmas one that's out right now. Not the other Christmas one, the animated one.
Mm-hmm.
Little Mackie about the birth of Jesus. And they, from the animal's perspective, he thought it was fun. I thought it was okay.
Fair enough. Ben, see Coco or not?
No, not yet. Apparently, my kids saw, was it Wonder? What's the one?
Yeah. Oh, my family's been raving about that.
Yeah. Yeah, they loved it. They loved it. I mean, both the kids were like crying in the movie. Yeah. Hmm. They liked it.
Well, is that right?
Coco's top 5 film all time.
Really?
It's fantastic, dude.
Well, it's Pixar, so for sure I'm going to watch
it. It's so wonderful. I'm not kidding. Corey nailed it. It's fantastic. It's right up my alley.
Yeah. Fits Chris's checklist pretty much to the T.
Yeah.
But of all time?
Of all time.
When you see it, you'll understand why Chris loves
it. Yeah, no, for real. I mean, it couldn't be more perfect
for Chris,
me.
It's Chris.
I'm going to have to wait until it comes out, because I can't go see it by myself.
Because you don't want
to
cry?
I'll go see it with you again, but you got to hold my hand.
Doesn't want to be a creeper.
What, an adult man walking into a Pixar film by himself, always alarm bell should be going off.
Yeah, I'll go see it with Hockey. That's not weird. Yeah, let's go see it. Do you want to go see it today?
Yeah. By the way, we went and saw Magic Mike together, didn't we?
No. You invited me, and I literally thought you were punking me, that I was going to show up, and it was some bit that I would actually... No, you went like rented out like the VIP area and watched it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Hey, were you as annoyed as I was with the Frozen 21-minute short before Coco, though?
It was a Christmas show, so I didn't mind it.
Okay, it's true for you.
A lot of people, I guess,
21 minutes. It's like, let's go. Again, my daughter's three. She's like, where's Coco? I'm like, I don't know.
Which, that surprises me, because she doesn't know who Coco is, and she knows who the Frozen people
are. But she was super excited to see Coco, because she had seen the commercials, and she didn't understand why Coco wasn't on the screen, and Olaf was.
Did you see the Trolls Christmas special?
No.
Oh, okay, fine.
Was it on
Thursday or Friday? Yeah.
Damn it.
Christmas. It needs to snow, Hogsley, not be 70 degrees out.
Yeah, that's the truth. That was the shortest winter I ever remember in my whole life. We had like a week of winter.
I got so much done over the weekend because of the weather.
All I know is I can smell every farm in a Maple Grove, anywhere near Maple Grove, the entire weekend.
Every farm in Maple Grove.
Great. Yeah.
Farms? Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, where I live.
Yeah, on that side, I guess. Yeah. But I don't think that's Maple Grove.
Lives in the sticks. Ben, you're a House of Cards guy, right?
Yes, but we have not watched the last season yet.
Which is great, because it sucked thoroughly. Yeah. And it should be the last
one. Because of you, I'm not like rushing to go watch
it. Man, it was bad. And now I don't know what they're going to do, but they keep delaying the production. It's almost like they don't want to do it, but they just are going to do it. Well, now it's been pushed back another 2 weeks. It's going to resume on December 8th. The production of House of Cards, but...
So Spacey's still a part of it?
No.
Yeah, he's gone,
100%
right?
out of it, which is
so
going to be...
So Claire's going to be taking over.
It's going to be nonsense.
Perfect. Yeah.
To not have him at all, it's going to make even less sense than the back half of this last season did, which was also pure nonsense.
No, they got to kill him off.
Yeah. Right, but how do you do it without him in the show? They're going to do one of those... And this was one of my big complaints about this last season. They skipped major events... In between episodes, they would come back, and this is Netflix, they would come back after a 30-second break and go, we've advanced the story a week and a half. And I go, what just happened?
Right.
Are they really going to have the last season of House of Cards start with, like, Claire at the podium speaking as president going, my husband's dead.
Rosie!
What? Lame!
Next. He's just disappeared.
Right. How did he die?
That's how I would
don't know.
It doesn't matter how they do it. It's going to be dumber than hell.
I would do something horrible. Like,
we lost my husband. Yeah. Ah, he'll show up.
He ran off and don't know what happened to him. But let's go. I'm now the president.
Or what if they tried to salvage, and again, this would be doing Kevin Spacey in a lot of ways a favor, but what if it was Frank Underwood as a PR stunt for the Underwood, you know, campaign and clan, basically said that he was going to go to Jerry Sandusky and to Jared from Subway and just berate them in jail. But then the prison exploded and all three of them died.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, right. Could it be dumber than that? That's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
He decided he was going to go make a movie.
I think it's going to be, it'll be sort of a quick little deal. It's like, oh, he... Plane went down, or he got assassinated. They'll talk about it for probably 10 or 15 minutes, and that's it.
Or
they'll just move on.
What if they replace him with, like, Ethan Hawke or the kid that played Malcolm in Malcolm in the Middle?
Now, why would they do that?
He just said he was Frank Underwood.
Still Frankie there, Muniz?
Which just made, like, a big deal. Like, they recasted him, but it was somebody who looked nothing like him, but just went with it.
What if they just cast Blair Underwood and just said he changed his name to Frank?
Yeah,
that'd be kind of a cool twist.
Yeah,
like, and you had Blair temporarily wear a Kevin Underwood. Spacey mask, like Mission Impossible 2. Yeah, Demetrius Underwood, sure.
Yeah,
he's ready for battle. He's ready for war.
I wonder what that dude's doing these days.
Hopefully, getting help still.
Hope, yeah, absolutely.
God, that was what? Was that 2000? No, that was Bennett's year, right?
2000? No, that was
99.
He was the. He was the, wasn't he the second pick in the Culpepper draft?
So 99.
So 99.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And he showed up and Superstar looked at him. He was in all fatigue and said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm ready for war. And he disappeared.
Then he went Demery Croft on it and quit like 2 days later.
I don't even think, I think it was the same day.
I don't know. I'm busy buying something.
What are you buying? Are you buying that Amazon video thing? Nope.
Nope. I mean, this is going to be the perfect Christmas gift.
For who?
Well, mostly for me.
Yeah, good question. I'm buying something. For who? Well, me.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm going to wrap it myself.
That's what Black Friday's all about.
Hold on. I want to buy it. I don't want to say it because I don't want everybody buying them until I've already made my purchase.
Turn the screen.
Hold on. I'm putting in my credit card info.
That's why he wants you to turn the screen.
Right. Oh, I know that.
Place final order. Bam.
Confirm.
Done. Please give our monkeys a few moments to process your order.
What are you buying?
Bam. Okay. Now I can say it.
You really did buy it.
I did. Well, they're awesome. This is the kind of thing that they open. They're like, I never would have thought I wanted that.
Corey?
I bought not one, not two, but three blankets with the Targaryen flag symbol on them.
What is that?
Corey.
Oh. Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you always say?
The Targaryen or the...
Spend money, don't waste money. Where does that fall? Targaryen. Where does that fall in the category?
Which one is that?
Wiener.
Who's that for?
Oh, yeah. The one you looked at was the Stark family.
Who's going to use that?
My order, the Targaryen ones.
Gotcha.
How much are they?
They were $20 a piece. They were on Cyber Monday deal.
That's not hideous.
Yes, what's that?
But you got three of them?
I got three of them because I want one, too.
Three of the same thing?
Yeah.
Who's it for?
One's for Alex, one's for Kim, and one's for me.
See, but is Kim going to let that even folded up be laid out on the couch so that everyone who walks in knows that they're walking into Game of Thrones?
Or probably
going to have to be tucked away and then forgotten?
It'll end up in a closet.
It's just going to be
tucked away.
Oh, I have one more gift for you.
Oh, ooh, Abigail would like
the red, nice. Like the Red Rider is hiding in the corner.
I
have one more surprise gift for you.
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
Blanket?
Well, I like to get them things that they don't expect.
Yeah, no one expected Targaryen blanket.
Exactly right. And
no one wants a Targaryen blanket.
30% of our listeners out there right now are going, where did he get that? I want that for my fam.
Yeah, we all know Spencer's Gifts exist.
Right? No, this is called ThinkGeek.com.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we've all been to Hot Topic, Chris.
Yeah.
We know where to get Targaryen flags. Right.
We've all been to Sam City.
If I were younger, I could wear Hot Topic clothes all the time. I would.
You love that place.
Got a dog collar would look great on you.
Yeah. A Marilyn Manson t-shirt would really bring out the color in your eyes.
I have one of those.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, so you should go to Hot Topic, get a dog collar, that Marilyn Manson t-shirt, and a bunch of beer pong games. That would be great.
And some super huge pocketed jeans.
Like a Jimi Hendrix blacklight poster. Maybe some Adventure Time backpacks.
I know you guys are saying all this as if you're taking
shots.
Don't
forget about the lava lamp.
I think you're right.
Lava lamp.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying seems like something I'd like to do. And you're taking shots at me, but I'm telling you, I think you're right. Ooh.
What if the final season of Breaking Bad, we'd had a similar thing with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Spacey, and they came back in the final season of Breaking Bad and just said, hey, by the way, Walt died, so Jesse's taken over.
Yep.
Right, think about that.
Wait a minute, how did he die? Don't worry about it. Jesse's running the show now, right. So nothing to see here.
They changed the name of the show, too. Do you know what they changed it to?
No.
Breaking Wind.
Oh. Hi, Mike.
Michael Caine's back.
Man, yeah, they should get Michael Caine to play Frank Underwood.
There must be so much money that Netflix thinks this is going to be...
I think it's going to be easier than you think.
I don't.
I really do.
I think so, too. That's the thing.
Claire is the one.
Yeah, but if you watch the end of last season, it was train wrecking anyway.
I haven't seen that.
Transitioning without Frank the rest of the way is going to make no sense. And you know the whole...
They can see Air Force One went down. They can do anything. It can be the very beginning of the episode where they just start reacting to...
It's just like a panic.
Yeah.
I think it'll be that historic shot of the Hindenburg on fire going down.
And then Rosie
and
they'll
be like, yeah, he was on it. He was on there.
Oh, no. They were testing
Tragedy.
The new Hindenburg.
Yep.
And then what happened?
Rosie laughed.
And then Claire takes over. It's easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Or,
I don't know if that's how it goes in real life. Is she? I better not ask. But did she become the vice president?
Is that part
of the show?
I would assume because it's...
Because I never watched this year.
Not exactly.
Can I say one thing?
And probably not.
I have nothing to back it up. That's a good show.
Thank you.
But it's not great.
It's very, very, very good.
The first two seasons were fantastic.
Sure, but the third season and then when you're like, wait, what's happening here? The one guy goes off the rails. Frank hates everybody. It's a lot of fast-paced nonsense.
Well, what show was it we loved that had one really bad season?
Oh, I know. Christmas with the Cranks.
I like that movie.
No, you don't.
Starring Alex Hornibrook.
You don't like Christmas with the Cranks.
I do.
Well, you might have been talking about House of Cards.
Could have been.
I mean, like, Homeland's been a disaster since season two. And I love that show at one point.
It wasn't The Americans, because I don't think you've said one bad thing about The Americans.
It's never been bad.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just realized that I have Amazon Video on my phone.
So you have Americans.
And Curb.
Oh, man.
I had the app for like 2 years. I didn't realize it's all at the end. Not good. Good thing.
Okay.
All right, good stuff.
Let's do Vikings news when we come back. The Vikings are probably loving what happened yesterday, right? Sure, the Eagles won, but almost everything else looks great.
Except for one thing in particular. And his initials are JJ. And he's going to be in our...
Let's talk about him.
Sunday.
We'll talk about him right after this during Vikings news on The Fan.
Experience Maui with the Bumper to Bumper Show. Book a once-in-a-lifetime package with defined destinations that includes a six-night stay, airfare, excursions, live broadcasts, and more. The trips are almost sold out, so act fast. Details, kfane.com.
Percent of workers said they spent at least an hour shopping at work on Cyber Monday last year. 23% plan to spend more time today.
Get off the commode and start shopping, man.
I heard a stat that this year is the first year they think that online sales for Black Friday is going to surpass the online sales for Cyber Monday.
Really? I don't doubt it. I thought both Best Buy and Target seemed a little light over the weekend as a resident Black Friday shopper here on the Power Trip Morning Show. I thought both stores seemed a little bit lighter than they normally are. But people that I know that are in the know say that that's nothing to worry about because they expect online numbers, like AJ and Chris just alluded to be much bigger than in years past. So Target and Best Buy, I don't think, are freaking out about actual in-store traffic. Mm-hmm.
This is one of the first years I remember the quote-unquote doorbusters being available online.
Yeah. That's a huge, huge game changer.
I mean, that's usually what brings them into the store is those, you know, $200 50-inch TVs.
But you would think that's a smart business move because you can't deny the fact that everything's going to online, right?
Sure.
So why not entice the people at home to click on your site because of the doorbuster deals, right?
Yeah,
I mean they want your business no matter how they can get your business.
Best Buy Wales, I'm spending cheese there.
That's one of those stores like Costco that I could just walk through and feel like, yeah, I need that.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's what hockey does daily.
Yeah, I need that too. I don't really need another computer, but
yeah, I want one.
Spending money, man.
I want one.
That's what the Chris Hockey plan.
What are you doing right now?
I'm shopping, baby.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. I'll know it when I see it.
Ben, can I ask you a football question?
Oh, yeah. Let me do this first then, okay?
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco Wraps.
Truck accessories.
Thank you, Radco.
Julio or Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown. Hands down. To me, there's not even a debate. Wow. I think he is the most complete receiver in the league. Wow. He can do everything. Julio is fantastic.
Say that to Thielen's face.
Thielen is fantastic, but Antonio can line up anywhere on the field and be a threat. I wouldn't put it past him that he could just be a running back. He's that talented. Yes,
and they knew he was getting the ball.
Absolutely right. They knew in those critical moments that he was going to get the ball, and they shaded safeties over the top of him. They tried doing everything they could to slow him down, and Roethlisberger was just throwing it right on him. And he was making, I mean, that catch, you and I talked about it.
Unbelievable.
That catch on the sideline last night, holy cow. I had to look at it several times. I'm like, there's no way he caught that. feet. In real time, there's no way he caught that.
Catch it above like his head and then hang on to it falling out of bounds.
Yeah. The fact that he got his, I think it was his right foot just barely in bounds and his left foot was already dragging before he caught the ball. He's spectacular.
Maybe you guys just said this because I was looking it up and I was only half listening, but the stat that Julio Jones has three games now of 250 or more, including 253 yesterday, three games of 250 yards or more. No one in the NFL's history has more than one.
Julio's amazing, too. So
Flipper Anderson has the all-time record at 336.
He was unstoppable as well, Julio.
I know.
Yesterday was unbelievable.
And they knew he was going to get the ball. And the guy, I think it was NFL Network said that he will have a dynamite day today because of how bad the Tampa Bay secondary is. And he torched them, too. Plus, he got a touchdown from Sanu, threw him a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Or a touchdown, threw him a wide
receiver. So what is Muhammad? Muhammad, I think, is what, in his career, 6-for-6 passing?
Yeah.
With a couple of touchdowns and a perfect passer rating?
Wow.
Atlanta's good.
Chuck that pigskin, man.
I know.
Are you nervous that the Eagles are going to be close to an unstoppable force? Are they that good or are they still beatable?
They're pretty darn good. I mean, of course they're beatable. I mean, they're not a perfect team, but they have a nice complement of a powerful running game. I mean, they have a big back in LeGarrette Blount. So as a defense, you know that you've got to buckle your chin straps a little bit more because you got him running at you. They have some talented wide receivers that can get down the field really well. And I think more importantly, they have a pass-catching tight end that's awfully dynamic in Ertz. So, and then you couple that with, you know, a defense as of yesterday, you know, they held out, you know, what is Chicago? Top five rushing offense in the league, and they had them to negative rushing yards going into the fourth quarter. I mean, they're playing as complete of a team as there is in the league. But, you know, it's still they still have their issues. I mean, Wentz doesn't – he's efficient. He doesn't get them in trouble. He's not forcing throws. He's not a big risk taker. So if you can somehow get him off his game out of the management style, and I think they need to face a team that actually can score some points on them, and I think the Vikings can do that.
Yeah,
I don't know if they've really been tested this year. Granted, their defense has played really well, but an offense that can put points on the board and be as complete as they can. I mean, this is what, the third game in a row that the point differential has been but 28 points. So they're smashing people. I mean, in NFL standards, they're smashing people. So I look forward to that matchup. I mean, I think the Vikings absolutely can take them down, but it'll be fun.
So the Falcons are next, and the Falcons just won 34-20 over the Buccaneers. Matt Ryan, 317 yards and a touchdown. Julio Jones, like we mentioned, 253 yards and a couple of scores. But then the week after that is the Carolina Panthers, also in Carolina, just like the Atlanta game is in Atlanta. Newton, 168 yards, had a rushing touchdown at a two-point conversion. Had to battle the Jets. The Jets were kind of plucky, and they took the lead late, but the Panthers finally put it away 35-27. Panthers up to 8-3, Jets 4-7.
I mean, that's shaping up to be one of the most competitive conferences or divisions in all of football. Man, I think there was a time where nobody knew what was going to happen. Everybody thought that Atlanta was just going to run away with it. But, man, that division is strong. And they're going to be obviously fighting for a lot when the Vikings go to play them in 2 weeks. So a tough stretch here for the Vikes, man. They've got, you know, a nice little 10-day layoff from that Thanksgiving game, but Atlanta's not going to be easy, and you go right back on the road to Carolina. Carolina scares me a little bit more than Atlanta does just because of the time. I think the extra time off, they'll be ready to go for Atlanta, but, you know, third game in a row going to Carolina, I think it's going to be a tough one.
Eagles are the one seed at 10-1. The Vikings are the two seed at 9-2. The two teams right behind them, the Rams and Saints, 8-3, but the Vikings have defeated both of those teams. The other team at 8-3 is the Panthers. So almost regardless of what happens against Atlanta, that game against Carolina could be gigantic for both teams, right? That potentially a first-round bye is on the line.
Yeah, and do we have any more clarification? I think it's a flex possible game. They talked about the Fox game at 4 o'clock. Yeah, the Carolina game or the NBC game at 7.
Yeah. So I'd say it's a very good possibility that they'll be flexed.
The Panthers have a tough schedule, though. I mean, they play the Saints this weekend, then they play the Vikings, as you said, then they play the Packers. But then they have to play Atlanta and Tampa, and Tampa's a division game. I mean, they Carolina has a very tough schedule to round this thing out.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Tampa. Tampa on paper probably is not like a tough opponent at this point in the season, but you're right. Any sort of division opponent is going to be tough.
And the Saints play the Falcons twice in 3 weeks, so this will be sweet.
Hey, Ben.
Right on.
Yeah.
During the Thursday Thanksgiving Day victory over the Lions, you mentioned in my ear, and I can't remember if we got onto the broadcast or not. I don't think we did. But at one point you said that Case was walking around not just patting the lineman on the back, but kind of showing him a couple of things that they needed to do better.
Yep.
Talk to me about that a little bit, because I think that's a fascinating look into a guy who is now obviously your starting quarterback on this team.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed on the sidelines that, you know, they have those little Microsoft Surface tablets, iPads, whatever you want to call them, right? I know there's a legal mumbo jumbo the NFL wants to put out there, but they look at all the cut-ups from the plays before. They used to do it on paper, and now they just do it digitally. And he always comes over the sideline, and he and Teddy and Shermer will come over, and they'll kind of flip through the plays. But if there's ever any issues, protection-wise, a question or an issue with the receiver on a particular critical play, he is on it right away. I mean, he comes to the sideline with a purpose to grab that thing, immediately flips to that page and that play, reviews it. They sort of talk about it real quickly, and then he is up and, like, talking to whoever needs to be talked to, whether it's a receiver. In this particular game, there's a few issues with protection in both ways. One was a bad way where he had to go over and tell the guys, like, hey, they sort of talked about figuring out the protection issue. And then there's a couple times he was just going over just to, like, congratulate him. You know, just to say, you know, great job. You'd pat him on the back. He was high fives, you know, slapping him on the shoulder pads. So, I mean, he is always just, when the game starts, I'm just so impressed by his focus and his engagement on the sidelines and during the game. You know, it's never as if he's sort of just distant or he's thinking about something else or he's only thinking about himself. It's always about, like, he's so present, and I think that's the one thing that makes him so good right now is he is involved in every moment of that game and is trying to make every player in every situation great, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I know it doesn't matter because we won the game, and we always hate to do this, but wow, what a abysmal job of officiating that game on Thursday. We talked about it a lot the next day when you were supposed to call in and you stood us up.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, just call after call after call, not just questionable, it's just terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't there a stat about that crew being, like, the most penalized or they threw the most flags or something like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they knew going in the game there was going to be some flags flying. And that's fine if you want to be known as that crew, but at least make him legitimate calls.
Like, I think they reversed the sack fumble thing, and I know it didn't matter to the game because, again, the Lions recovered it, but for Everson's stats, that matters, right?
That does matter.
It's a sack fumble, not just a sack, and it definitely was a sack fumble.
Yeah. You know, they will go back and change certain things in the stat books based on whether the call was right or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that... You took away a monumental stat for him.
So, Ben, in the history of sports, what stands out to you as more egregious? When Ron Artest was punching fans in the stands, or when Case Keenum flipped a ball after a sack and it hit a defender in the foot?
That was so dumb. That was so dumb. I mean, he was shocked when he got off the field.
He should be. It's the worst call maybe ever.
Wait, what? That was called on me?
Yeah.
For doing what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Case is competitive, but he... I don't think he had any intention. I think we all know that he had no intention of actually doing that on purpose.
One of my least favorite calls in the history of me watching sports is some ref looking at that going, that's taunting. That guy should be removed from his job.
Yeah.
Let's get that guy fired. Let's have Power Trip Nation stand up and get that guy fired, right?
Man,
apparently
that
happens.
Yeah, I'm busy.
I'm bored with that whole idea.
I'm busy too.
Fan 5 is next. What else?
We got in the old 8 o'clock hour.
We're going to be breaking down that weekend of football. We're going to talk about the Gophers, 3-on-5.
And I'm probably going to get made fun of for my opinion on Twitter. That's your Lexus lineup, sure. Brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood, Lexus of Wayzata.
We referenced that earlier, then we had a good laugh about it.
Oh, I heard.
More with Ben Lieber and the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan.
Join KFAN and Corey Cove this Friday at Holiday Station Store in South Minneapolis off 34th Street from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to try two new flavors of Mountain Dew, Game Fuel, and register for your chance to win a new Xbox One X system. Details, KFAN.com, viewer events.
Those things are badass. The high-powered new Xbox One X. X is pretty sweet.
A new study found that the number one thing that makes us most angry when we're doing our Christmas shopping is people walking slowly through the stores.
Well, did I not mention that first thing Friday morning?
I know. You hate it.
So, I'm a Black Friday pro. Humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have a plan.
I'm humble at all.
It's boom. I just go for it. It's A, B, C, D. I'm out. I got everything I wanted. I'm out of here. There are people that shop on Black Thursday / Black Friday like it's a normal day. And they are somehow oblivious to the fact that there are hundreds of people trying to get out of the store as quickly as possible. Because for some people, it's stressful. For some people, they have three or four other stores they want to get to. And there are people with carts who will stop in the middle of the busiest aisle that has ever existed. Just to think for a second about, let's see here. Now, what else did I need on my list? Get out of my god dang way! And how can you not feel the 15 people right behind you? How can you not sense that?
Yeah.
Man, they just stop on a dime, middle of an aisle, don't pull over. Right, pull over like you have a flat tire. Pull over to the far side of the aisle and give a chance for everybody else behind you to move on. Slow people on Black Friday, 100% my least favorite people.
I sort of agree with you on any sort of trip to the airport.
Or state fair, right? It's lack of awareness.
It's like, okay, I know not everybody is going 100 miles an hour, but for the most part in the airport, you know, people need to get around, right? If you're in the main concourse and you can feel the flow of traffic is buzzing, and you need to stop and maybe check a monitor, tie your shoe, obey all traffic laws.
Right.
Just pull over to the side of the road, get to the shoulder, let everybody else, don't stop right in the middle. There's so many people that will be in the airport and they'll stop and just like bend over and like adjust something in their suitcase. I'm like, you're in the middle of the road.
You got to pull over.
Get out of the road.
You know what they say? If you're about to be attacked by a bear and you're in a group, or if you're in the water and a shark's about to take somebody out, you don't have to swim faster than the shark. You don't have to run faster than the bear. You just have to swim faster than your friend.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I will pay Target, Best Buy, whoever, as much money as they want to simply hire somebody that says, excuse me, miss.
Move that ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, time to keep moving.
You're going to have to come with me.
My fingers hurt.
Well, now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty. You're out of here. You're killing our sales. You're blocking everybody.
This
just
is gonna...
like the crane at a Perkins, right?
Yeah.
Or like the crane from Toy Story. Just pick that old person up. Pick that old person up and just chuck him into the parking lot and say, get out of here.
I mean, that's aggressive.
That's maybe too far.
But I will say this, and this will fall on deaf ears because you guys don't care at all. But for me, I'm not Meb. I'm not going to win the New York Marathon. But if you're running a 5K and there's five of you running together, you don't have to run right beside each other and block the entire road. I hate that.
Yeah.
If you're running with your dog, the leash shouldn't be 5 foot and they're on the sidewalk and you're running in the middle of the street. If you're running with your kid in a stroller and your parents, I'm glad for you. Congratulations. Make sure the baby's bundled up and then get the blank out of my way. Again, I'm not trying to win, but you're throwing off Mimojo.
Right.
Yes. Yes. What? I agree. Again, awareness.
So
awareness.
In defense of Black Friday, this is not a Black Friday argument. This is a general lack of awareness in society.
For sure.
Right? Like you mentioned, airports, state fairs, running. People just don't respect other people's space and time. It's get out of my way. Now you could say, well, you're not really respecting their time because they have the right to shop as well. Right, but they're the ones being rude.
Yeah, if you're going to stop short, like the whole Seinfeld thing, you're going to stop short,
right?
Then do it on the side of the road, like on the side of the aisle. Do it, like, fine, if you need to take a break and take a beat and figure things out.
Jeez, the store?
Then don't stop right in front of me, and I'm going to run you over.
No. What if
me?
All right, let me take another step.
Yes.
If you just happen to be the one person in the world who doesn't know what's on the McDonald's menu, damn store.
Right.
If you have to look at the menu for 20 minutes, it's not the express drive-thru anymore. It's your personal moment with the menu. Get in the damn store. I hate it. All I want is a double cheeseburger and Diet Coke. Yeah. Get out my way.
Yeah.
Can I tell you another very, very specific complaint? This is a very Larry David / Jerry Seinfeld like nitpicking moment. But and I'm actively trying to less and less be this person every time I go to Costco. Because I used to be this person, and now I've seen the nightmare that is this person. So now I'm actively trying not to be this person by taking my Costco card out of my wallet in my car before I go into the store. Because here's why. You guys all know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah. Right.
Everybody piles into Costco. They grab their cart because nobody goes to Costco except for me once in a while with like one or two things.
No, no.
So you go grab a cart because you're going to buy half of America.
Sometimes a flatbed.
Right.
Yeah.
But how about the people that get the cart and they drive their cart over to the entrance of Costco and then forget that they have to have their cart out to get in. So they stop their cart right there and they're going,
"Jeez, George, oh,
I don't know where my cart is." Then the effing move.
Well, and it's
rest of us are ready. We are ready. We've been here before. We understand.
I've got
process.
Toilet paper to buy.
Right. It's already set up to lose. It's already set up to lose too because the Maple Grove one, which I'm assuming is the one you go to, is designed where the liquor store is on the wrong side and the carts are on the wrong side. So to get a cart,
you have to
cross through the exit aisle, if you will, to get into the entrance and get in. So you're dodging traffic once. And then you pull your card out.
And then guess who always is the person who forgot their card in
their
wallet?
Your mom.
No, Octomom. Right? So not only is she going, "Oh, man, where did I put my Costco membership card?" But her eight kids are basically treating her cart as a jungle gym. And you're going, "I can't even get around these brats if I wanted to." Because I'm behind Octomom waving my Costco membership card like I'm Mike Myers in Wayne's World, going like, "I got a backstage pass."
Right.
Which I always, every time I flash my Costco card, I feel like I'm going, "I'm a VIP." No, you're not. Everybody has a Costco card. Move. God, they just, and then when you get two or three people, the traffic jam extends like out the door.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I hate it.
You can't check out of Costco without a card anyway.
No.
Why do they have to check you going in?
Well, you don't want to get to the line and then realize you're not a member.
Yeah, and then Corey Cove's behind and he knifes somebody.
Right.
What, they have knives on sale? Oh, my God. Black Friday knives. No, but I'm saying you can't check out. That's their problem, though, right? If you're like, "Oh, my God, I forgot my card," well, then deal with it. But the rest of us have cards.
Yeah, but in that moment, though, you'll be way more impatient if Octomom gets, you're waiting behind her because she's the shortest line, but yet she's got eight kids running around her and a flatbed full of stuff. And she gets there and she's like, I can't find my card. And you're like, get out of the way or I'm going to blow my top off.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You know when you're leaving,
where that was going.
When you are leaving Costco and you have to hand them your receipt and you're going, "Okay, you're not even looking. You're just..."
They do look, though.
So I learned that in a weird way the other day. So I've always just thought they just go through their motions and they're just trying to dissuade you from actually stealing. Going, "Oh, I can't get out of there without them checking." I'm like, "But they're just going through the motions." I got about, I don't know, ten things. And one of them was a pumpkin pie that I had forgotten that I had put under the cart, which I had paid for.
Right.
But it was under the cart. And I had water bottles and all these things actually in the cart. And the guy that was checking my receipt goes, where's your pumpkin pie? Like, accusing me of paying for it but not keeping it.
Which is weird. Did you eat it already, fatty? Right.
He talked to me like I had stolen it.
Cafe but he's
like,
"Turn on Simon and Garfunkel."
I didn't buy that.
Right. But he goes, where's your pumpkin pie? And I go, it's underneath there. He goes, just checking. Just making sure you paid for it and got it. And I'm like, holy cow, he actually read my receipt.
Yeah.
First time I've ever thought they actually read it. Yeah. Because when you buy 30, 40 things, like, there's no way they're actually counting if all of it's in here. They can't even see all of it. They're not digging through my
Yeah.
Well, apparently they are.
That's they would always look for, until I got in this program where they would send me printer ink. If I had to get printer ink there, they would always look for that because that's like the one thing that can like kind of fall down in there.
It's but black
because
gold, man.
Because it's itemized, you know, they look for the electronics first. Mm. You know, like, oh, okay, you got that? All right, yeah. So they're looking.
Can we continue to rant about Black Friday shopping and shopping? Can I rip Costco on one more thing?
You can't rip Costco.
I love Costco, but this is one other thing that I would like, and this is a reversal of what we're talking about.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm sure you do like reversals.
Cowboy.
When there are
you should play that.
10, 15, 20 people trying to get out of Costco, but we're in the receipt line.
Right.
We're in the show the guy the receipt line.
Yeah.
Show me that's mine.
When you have kids with you and there is some kind of power compelling the guy checking receipts to want to flip over your receipt and scribble a little smiley face on it and hold up the line even another 5 seconds. My kids don't give a rat's ass about a Sharpie smiley face. You're giving the receipt back to me, not the kids. They don't care that you drew a smiley face on the receipt, and the 15 people behind me don't care either. Let's go! Let me out of here! This place is a prison!
Did you quit smoking or something?
You're the best.
Yeah. At least Target will give you stickers. Do you want a sticker? Well, the people behind me would like you to hurry up, but sure, quickly give my kid a sticker. Which, by the way, I will forget to take off of their shirt, and then I'll throw their shirt in the washer,
yes.
And then it's a disaster.
What is all this stuff all over my forgot.
Why do I love shopping so much, but it just pisses me off.
God, why do you leave the house?
I don't. This is the only time a year that I leave the house is Black Friday.
Calm down,
Ursula. All right, well, it's Cyber Monday, so you can just sit at home and click away.
Now, my internet connection slowed it in.
I lose my mind.
Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. They bring us Fan 5 every day. And obviously, it's the holiday season. If you're going to shop, go shop at Continental Diamond. They're not going to make you wait. They're going to treat you right. They're going to do it the right way. A-plus customer service. We didn't really talk sports at all. We just ranted about shopping. You want to talk some sports, Ben, when we get back?
I suppose.
Okay, let's do that. Right after this on The Fan.
Hey, caller number 11 right now will win themselves a $100 gift card to Randall's Restaurant and Bar downtown Minneapolis. 651-989-5326. 800-320-5326.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben.
We're swapping stories over here. We're still very pissed about everything.
I understand. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Have you ever had acupuncture?
Yes.
Let me tell you a story, and you tell me if I'm crazy.
Okay.
Yesterday, I ran 5 miles.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah, really good for me.
Yeah, what a perfect day to run, too.
It was a great day to run.
Holy cow.
I thought knee doctors basically told you to never run again because you don't have any knees.
I had acupuncture one time, and I'm not saying that it fixed my knee. What I'm saying is I can run now, and it still hurts. I can run now.
It hurts less.
He told me that that it would stimulate muscles that I hadn't been using, you know, and that was the reason that I wasn't able to run because I can't even explain it. But it's the only thing I can think of. The only thing I've done different is had acupuncture on my knee,
really?
And I ran 5 miles yesterday.
It's the only thing you can think of
for you.
Look, I'm a believer in that stuff. I am. I mean, I'm a little bit of a tree hugger too, but. When I've had that done, so what did I go in for?
Sex change?
Yeah.
No.
Gout?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I went in for those. I'm trying to think of the anyway.
Herpes? Yeah.
I'm face down.
Ringworm?
I'm face down on the deal and on the table.
Go on.
Yeah.
Are you sure this was acupuncture?
Yeah.
Were you tricked?
Did you get in the bang bus?
Pretty sure this is the acupuncture story. Anyway,
Brazzers.
She says, you know, after a few minutes, because of where I put these, you may actually feel nauseous.
And you may feel an immense sense of regret and embarrassment.
No, there was no shame nor regret or guilt. All right.
Then I can't wait to hear where these needles went.
So anyway, I'm thinking, yeah, right, some hocus pocus stuff. Like it's not actually gonna happen. No kidding. About 5 minutes later, my mouth starts watering like I'm gonna puke. And I'm getting nauseous. And she's like, if that happens, like you can, if it gets bad, then you're gonna have to let me know, because, you know, if you have to get up to go, you know, throw up or something. But I didn't. But the point is, these damn little needles that she put in my back and in, like, I think there's a couple in my head, it did something to my body.
Right.
Where I was going to puke. So, yeah, I think if you go to the right person and they know what they're doing, yes, absolutely, that stuff works.
You know the person that did that did this. I won't tell you who it is, but he says that
JS?
No.
Okay.
He says that for like thousands of years, as you guys well know, or in Japan specifically, they've been doing this for everything from a headache to if you had a bad day. Everything, right?
Really?
And I literally can't think of anything else that's changed in my life at all.
But
to
go back to, because we have similar knee issues, that and I was talking to one of the orthopedists about this the other day or a couple weeks ago, that yes, if you can stimulate the other muscles in your legs, that actually acts like the shock absorbers that your knee lacks now.
Right.
So the fact that we're both bone on bone and we don't have the cartilage to act as the shock absorber, but that's why it's a catch 22. Like, I can't work out as much on my leg as much as I want to, but I also know that I need to keep my muscles strong because that's what keeps my knee feeling
right,
better.
Right.
So whatever the doctor did to stimulate those muscles to fire probably just acted like a shock absorber for your knee
right.
to take all the load off of that part of your knee. So
I'm going to explore this acupuncture thing more.
And it's relaxing as heck.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Yes.
I thought it was
going to
hurt.
I've done several times, and I'll fall asleep, and it's a great little
or
bed.
Throw up.
There was but that only lasted for like a few minutes, and then after that, I fell asleep.
The only thing that felt weird was the ones in the top of my foot.
Oh yeah, that was kind of strange.
Yeah, but other than that,
what do you mean weird? Like
it didn't hurt at all.
No,
but I could feel it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't explain it, man. But I'm gonna tell you, I've looked at every other option. That's the only thing that changed is I had that done. I ran 5 miles. Not fast.
Yeah, but you still ran it, though.
Yeah, I got it done.
But how do you feel today?
Tired, but great.
No, but your knee.
I'm not sore.
Yeah, yeah. That's the more important
thing. I can't believe it.
You could barely walk.
Yeah, after a gig of just jumping up and down.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Pretty weird.
Okay. Sauce, you like needles?
No, I hate needles. I don't. Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk more than that. That was weird.
Well, I just don't like needles, and I don't think I would ever get acupuncture one because...
You should try it. It's fun.
My body looks awful with a shirt off, and I don't know. I don't have many pains. I mean, can they help a broken heart?
Oh.
Yes, they can.
Actually, they can.
Well, okay,
yes.
See ya.
There are certain...
See ya.
Great
point. Yeah, you should
great
play point. Some see ya.
Yep.
Do they ail what else? You have hockey?
No, it didn't grow.
Don't put needles.
Oh, man. See ya.
It looks like a pin cushion.
Did you watch the fight yesterday?
Between Crabtree and...
Yeah. By the way, I wonder what the etymology of his last name is.
And then he went up in the suite and watched the game.
Yeah, did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And it's the free second fight there. They've gotten in where whatever the guy's name is ripped the chain off of his neck. They hate each other.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Well, Crabtree takes up the whole aisle at Costco. You know?
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
He's one of those
guys. Don't get Lewis Black started over here.
Yeah, you just see like the Lewis Black like fingers and hands going crazy.
Yeah, that's what he was hoping for.
That's what happened when you lay down on that table on your back.
I know. No regrets. I was not violated in any way.
We are going to hear from B-Rob, but he needed 5 minutes. Is that right, AJ?
That is correct.
So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do as we listen to the chandelier.
It's pretty good.
I'm going to tell you what happened in yesterday's football games. You guys can comment at will. Atlanta 34, Tampa Bay 20. Julio Jones with 250 plus in receiving. We play them this Sunday at Atlanta.
Scary.
Atlanta has a huge problem in closing games, though.
Yeah.
They let Tampa right back into that game right after they were up huge. They cannot, they did yesterday, but they have a tough time closing out games.
Cincinnati got past Cleveland 30-16. We play Cincinnati in a couple of weeks, but both those teams sick.
Yeah, they're hideous. Mm-hmm.
Tennessee 20-16. Those two teams sick.
Yeah, what happened to Tennessee?
I don't know.
They're 7-3, aren't they?
No.
No, they're I don't think so. 4.
Well, still.
They are tied for.
They're not 4-7.
They're tied for the division, though. You're right, with Jacksonville.
I know, but it's not like Mariota's not having the year I don't think everybody expected. You know, look at the draft order. What was the big surprises? Tampa's in there. They're at, what, 10? I saw another one. I was like, that's a huge surprise. Everybody's expecting them to have a huge year. But
yeah, there were a lot of people who thought Tampa would be a dark horse for the Super Bowl with
right.
that offense.
Well, the Giants are a monster disappointment. Yeah, the Broncos
they're
are
beat
a disappointment.
Up,
what is going on
Cardinals.
With Kansas City?
They're the Vikings of this
season. Oh, they are calling for Mahomes right now. They're like, this is probably the last game that Alex Smith will throw.
They were at one point undefeated, the last undefeated team, right?
5-0.
Yeah.
They were, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You just said it then. It's the Vikings
yes,
last year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the Falcons the year before that, right? This is the third straight year that a 5-0 team is falling out of playoff contention.
They lost to Buffalo
They
yesterday.
Play in a bad division,
Even though Kansas City right now would be the fourth seed at 6-5.
Yeah, they're 6-5.
Yeah, the AFC West sucks.
The Chargers 5-6, Oakland 5-6, Denver 3-8. My goodness. Sakes.
Denver's horrible. Denver's
yeah, they're
gonna
awful.
Get everybody fired. And I go back to the best of when PA had Florio on last week, and he said the over-under on coaches fired this year is probably 7.5. Mm. I think that's a huge number.
Well, how
right?
about,
really?
Let's that, rewind. Yeah. Let's rewind before we knew Case Keenum was the real deal, and the Chiefs were 5-0, and Keenum had a couple good games at that point, and the Vikings were probably what? Let's say 2-3-2.
Yeah, 2-3-2 probably. Yeah,
right, something like
sure.
that. Because if it was 5-0 for the Chiefs, give or take. There was a lot of speculation that Alex Smith would be here, right? It would be, well, they're probably going to go to Mahomes next year, probably, maybe. And if they do, Smith's not done. And what if we put Alex Smith on this team with this defense? If Sam's done,
right.
we can't come back with Case Keenum, can we?
Oh, yes, we can.
Right now, we definitely can.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was, should we get Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins? How about just keep right. Case Keenum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At like $13-15 million a year.
Oof.
Straight cash, homie.
I'm beginning to be in favor of it.
He's very good. And he's a very nice man. I met him on Friday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Is he going on your A-list list or what?
Yeah. And yeah, he's great. He's very nice, and he wants to play at Spring Hill, so I need Mark Parrish.
I heard an interesting thing. Did you guys see that interesting thing about Parrish in the paper?
Sure.
Oh, you know what? We're going to stay here. We're not going to break because that's the hotline right there. Mark Parrish?
Sure.
Yeah.
What happened to him? Is he okay?
They said that he could be going to the Islanders on the broadcast team.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Sure.
Is he
leaving? No.
No, that's true.
It's a lot of traveling.
Yeah, it's a lot of traveling.
It's all good.
It's going to be good
Wait,
for
what him. Wait, what am I missing here?
No, there's no secrecy. I didn't know it was public yet.
No, Carly Balters went with it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, little birdie told him that.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to our friends, Hy-Vee, helpful smile in every aisle, the lovely and talented B-Rob. Hi, Brian. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Just took off heading to work. What's going on with you?
We're just talking on the radio, trying to entertain people and get through another morning.
I hear you. It's a tough job you got there.
Yeah, we do. It's tough. You don't have to be It's hard being
Jeez,
us.
Stop being so sarcastic.
Now, when you have a Sunday...
No, actually, I'm not being sarcastic.
Sure.
Listen, I've been on radio. I've tried to entertain people before. It's not the easiest thing to do.
The hardest part of the job is trying to talk to Zimmer without getting yelled at.
Well, sometimes you just have to learn to just shut up.
Amen. My wife keeps telling me that too.
Yeah. B-Rob, do you ever hang out with Paul Allen and Mike Wabshaw and just say, I don't ever want to be in media when my career's over?
You know what? Wabshaw will probably attest to this, and it hasn't been by my choosing. It's just been because I've been so busy. But me and Wabshaw used to actually hang out a little bit outside of outside of the football and stuff like that. And I've tried to distance myself from them just because I've been around them too much.
Yeah. Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep. Yep.
That is the smartest thing I've ever heard.
That's all we needed. Thanks. Enjoy work.
No, yeah. Hey, did you watch football at all yesterday, or did you take the whole day off and just forget you were involved at all?
You know, I did a little bit of both. I took the day off. Actually, me, my kids, and my wife went to the Mall of America yesterday. We just wanted to get out of the house and just hang out for the day, which I don't know why we chose Mall of America, but for some reason we did. Love Mall of America, but golly, that's a lot of walking. And so we did that and then came back home and actually caught about probably most of the second half of the L.A. Rams and New Orleans Saints game. So I watched that and watched the end of the Green Bay game last night. So caught a little bit of football.
Are you a football watcher per se? Like, are you coming home after games on Sunday and watching the Sunday night game? And then is it appointment TV to watch the Monday night game? Where do you fall on the spectrum of being just a football fan?
You know, I love football, but I think after, you know, you watch film all week, you're doing that, you know, pretty much most of the day you're watching film on football. You know, you watch a little bit of college on Saturday. I probably watch more college than I do anything. Mm-hmm. But after a game on Sunday, man, I just want to go home, hang out with my fam, have my kids in my arms, and if it's on, I'll watch it. If it's not, you know, I probably won't get up and grab the remote to turn it to it.
Yeah.
B-Rob, we were just talking about how the Kansas City Chiefs might be that team that started 5-0 and then fall apart, and then, you know, Atlanta, and then you guys did it last year. How much of that plays in the back of your head that you guys started 5-0 and then finished 8-8? Even though it's a new year, I get that, but that has to be a little bit of a factor with this season.
Well, I think for us, we understand how quickly things can fall apart. So I think in a way going through that last year for us has helped us stay focused this year. Because, you know, we can be 9-2 now, but we also know that if we don't keep our mind focused in the right places, that we can very easily be, you know, 9-3, 9-4, 9-5, and next thing you know, people start talking about the wheels falling off. So for us, it's been about, you know what, we got through this 3-game sprint that we wanted to get through. We finished 3-0. We've got 5 games left to put ourselves in the best possible position. And the only way we can do that is take it one game at a time. We've got a very tough Atlanta football team that we've got to play coming up soon. And we've got to worry about that, finish that one, and move on to the next one. I think that's helped us focus this year.
Going back to Thursday's game, a big win, a very tough win. I know in the locker room it felt like everybody was going, let's just get out of here. As a player, when you're on the sideline watching everything happen, and let's just call it what we should call it. It was a horrible job of reffing by those refs, and I won't get you fined or anything like that, but do you ever get the inclination to walk up to them and go, guys, come on, what are you doing to us?
I think a lot of us did throughout the game, actually. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to understand when you go to a away game, and we knew going into that game that was a crew that called a lot of penalties, and you know, we felt like at the beginning of the game they were pretty much calling everything, so we knew we were going to have to be on our P's and Q's, and then there was a few calls that kind of didn't get called that we were a little upset about. But at the end of the day, we got to leave Detroit with a win. That was a big division win for us, especially against a team that is. It's very tough. I mean, we could have easily, probably could have had a blowout win. But the thing about Detroit is they always seem to find a way to get themselves back into a game or pull it out at the end. And they did the same thing again the other day. And luckily for us this time, we were able to pull it out. And that's a huge win for our ball game.
All right. The Atlanta Falcons are up next. Can you give us any sort of preview and your personal thoughts on playing a team like the Falcons in their new stadium and on the road?
Man, I tell you what, man, they've been a ball team this year that their record is not indicative of the type of team that they are, in my opinion. I mean, they do a lot of good things in a run game and screen game, and then they also, you know, got some guys they can take shots with down the field, especially we all know Julio Jones. They've got some other guys at the edge there that they can play with. So they're a good football team. Defensively, they're pretty good. So we've got our work cut out for us this this week. It's coming off of, you know, this weekend, coming back into this five-game sprint that I talked about to get to playoffs. This is going to be a good test for us coming out for the first game.
Last thing, and then we'll let you go, B-Rob, again. Thanks to our friends at Hy-Vee heading into work to get started on a week where they continue to try to run. Seven-game win streak for your Minnesota Vikings sitting at 9-2. B-Rob, you've known Case Keenum for a long time. How much fun is it for you to watch this guy get an opportunity and just shine the way he has on a big stage?
Dude, it is awesome, man. I mean, Case is such a great guy off the field. He's a God-fearing Christian man. He comes over to Bible study every Thursday night. So I've had a lot of conversations with him in the off seasons the last, you know, 3 years or so. I couldn't be happier for a better guy. I mean, he's just went about his business. He has never complained or anything like that, and he finally was able to get his opportunity this year to shine, and he's made the most of it.
Good luck, B-Rob. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it always, and go get him again this weekend.
Hey, can I mention one thing?
I'd love it. Yeah, go ahead.
Been doing a lot of foundation work. We've got our tournaments already scheduled for next year, both Minnesota and Texas. So just wanted to put it out there if anybody's interested in sponsorship opportunities or just want to get a hold of me on possibly how to help or anything like that. They can reach me through social media. Or however, man, just putting that out there.
Well, dude, that's absolutely a great point. We talked about that a little bit, and I meant to ask you about it, and I forgot. But even if they reach out to us here at the Power Trip, we'll put them in contact with you the right way. But let's get that thing all filled up and get it done again this year, man. Good job.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, B-Rob.
There goes B-Rob.
Goodbye. All right, Brian Robinson of the Minnesota Vikings. One final segment with the Power Trip Morning Show right after that.
Good morning, everybody. It's your Power Trip Morning Show. We just talked to the one and only B-Rob. If you want to listen to that, you're going to have to download that iHeartRadio app. It's absolutely free. It's worth it. If you like the Polar Express, like I like the Polar Express, maybe you'll be surprised to find out that the little kid, the main character, is Josh Hutcherson.
Did not know
from
that.
From Hunger Games, I did not either.
The kid that painted himself a tree?
Right. Yeah. Well, he's not Bob Ross. I mean, he painted himself into a tree.
Well, he didn't say a happy tree. He just said a tree.
Yeah, right. But do you remember, Ben, when they're on top of the train and Tom Hanks' ghost is going to ski down the train and he's got Josh Hutcherson in front of him? Spoiler alert. You know what I'm talking about?
I know.
Remember that scene?
No, I don't. I don't remember any sort of like trains with...
You don't remember the train in Polar Express?
Oh, you're thinking... I'm thinking of different Polar Express.
Right? Isn't that the whole point? Isn't it about a train?
I'm thinking of a different one. No, this one doesn't. It's a train that doesn't involve an actual locomotive, though.
What?
So, yeah.
That's a different Christmas.
That's a different Christmas. Yeah, it's a different.
I get it.
That was a spinoff of this.
That was called the Yule Log Train.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, no. Seriously, yeah. No. I've seen that movie only maybe like twice.
Well, there's a train.
Yeah, I know there is, but I don't remember that scene.
And at one point, Josh is in front of Tom, and apparently they film it. It's a cartoon, but they film it like with the cups on them, you know, like the blue screen.
Yeah,
cups
like video
and stuff.
Games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was literally in front of Tom Hanks, and this happened.
I was shooting this scene with Tom Hanks, and we're shooting this scene where he's playing the hobo, and he's on top of the train, and he's like skiing down, and I'm like nestled in under him. I farted. In the scene. It happened. I did it. And instead of like playing it cool, Tom Hanks is like, whoa, oh my God. This kid, what the heck? Oh my God. My first big movie, Tom Hanks, Robert Zemeckis, and I just farted in his face, in his crotch. Wow. It's a rite of passage, I feel. And he did it in good humor. And looking back on it is very funny. But at that moment, I thought my face was going to just start sweating blood.
Jeez. So I'll never watch that scene again.
Do you have audio of it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
No, he wishes it was this classic. There's no way it was that perfect. He was too young to do something that perfectly.
That sound is what my eyes thought of Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Ugh. Hey, do you guys like, restaurants?
Yeah. Eating? Yeah.
That was my A-plus transition.
That was really good.
Check this out.
Mm.
This is mostly insane. There's a couple in Fort Smith, Arkansas named Justin and Jordan Garton. G-A-R-T-O-N.
Cute.
And they're about to have a daughter.
Okay.
She's due in a few weeks, and they've decided to name her Olivia. Very popular name. So her name's going to be Olivia Garton.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. They say they are huge fans of Olive Garden, but the name is just a coincidence.
Oh. No.
So much so, of course, that they've tweeted out a onesie with the Olive Garden logo on that says Olivia Garden instead. And, of course, Olive Garden, I just did it accidentally, has already tweeted them back, and they're going to send them a gift. They're fishing for money, right?
Yeah, have you had their breadsticks?
Yeah.
They're delicious.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this couple.
That's fine.
They're just looking to get paid.
So?
How much money would you have to be paid to name your son or daughter by a corporation's name?
A lot.
Apple, there are some celebrities that have named their kid Apple, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Gwyneth Paltrow name her kid Apple?
That's right.
Like, if Tim Cook called you and said, Lieber, we're big fans of the Power Trip Morning Show, I'd like you to name your next kid Apple Lieber.
Who the hell's Tim Cook?
Stay out of this.
Yeah. You just disqualified yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Amazon Lieber?
How about 651 Carpets Hockey?
What about Elon? Yeah.
Green Mill Lieber. Youngsteads Lieber.
What else?
Undies Lieber.
Sleep Number Mattress Hockey.
Yeah. Sleep Number Mattress 360 Smart Bed Lambert.
Is that the middle name?
Yeah.
A lot of cash.
Yeah, it's
especially for a name like that.
100K?
How about Hulu Hockey?
I like that actually.
I would go 250 plus lifetime Apple products.
Ooh.
What if they get to pick the middle name too?
No. Well, what would it be?
Cuz that's the workaround there.
Apple Corey Lieber.
You can name the first name Apple can be Core. Apple, mm-hmm. and the middle name could be Jonathan, and he goes by Jonathan.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the
AJ.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Terrible name.
What is that?
Terrible.
For Alejandro Jack.
Jackson.
Nailed it.
What?
But Sauce nailed this. Watch this. We're gonna find out that this couple is gonna get like a never-ending pasta bowl or unlimited breadsticks.
No, but sure. I love what Olive Garden's done so far. They're like, yeah, we'll send you a gift card. Yeah.
But you're insane, so we're not going to encourage that behavior.
Yeah, but I think it's okay. Didn't they do like an endless supply like gift card thing, or you could buy it, and it was like this like silver card?
Something like that.
At Olive Garden?
Yeah, there was something.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I don't think they're insane. It's good marketing.
Like, if Raising Cane's had asked me to, like, say, all right, Harper, Randy, Rowan, Cane's Cove, and, like, added a third middle name for, like, a lifetime of Cane's, I'd say, done.
That's the Randy part.
Just HRRCC.
I'd change my name now to Cane's.
Yeah, right.
If they do
I would
that
too.
For me, I'd be like,
Meat
I'm Cane's.
Meat Sauce Cane's.
Yeah.
That doesn't have a good ring to it.
Plus, it's not your real first name.
Yeah, Paul, but Paul's a boring name for boring people. I wish I could change my name to like Wilbur.
You can actually.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can legally do that.
In fact, all four of us encourage you to do exactly that.
Yeah,
what if next year's Charge Challenge loser has to change their name legally for a year?
To Busty Flamethrower.
Because what does that cost?
That can't cost much, but what hockey paid for it.
No. Be a pain in the ass.
Because you have to change your name, not your birth certificate, your name. You have to change your ID.
It'll be hockey.
What are you talking about?
We're all losing to the ghost right now. We'd all have to change our names.
Yeah, man. I had a good weekend, though. I'm real happy about it.
Yeah, you're still dead last.
I know.
But yeah, what if that's it?
No.
I say yes.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Just because it's
Let's quickly go, Ben, yes or no?
What? Yes.
Yes. Hawk, yes or no?
I don't remember what we're talking about.
AJ, yes or no?
No.
Wilbur, yes or no?
Yes.
I vote
Corey?
No. I vote no.
Oh,
well, I'm not even a part of it. I just want you guys to do it.
You can change it to whatever you want, but you have to change it.
So you just be Corey with an E.
Or Almighty Steed.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
No, I was talking to Ben. I'm not adding an E. What a waste of time.
9 to noon is next. Ben, are we going to see you on Thursday?
You will see me on Thursday.
Sweet, because Hawk, I think you're out Thursday and Friday.
I'm out
Friday,
Thursday
right?
and Friday now.
So
yeah.
we need you, Ben.
Wow.
We need you.
Yeah.
All right.
The Power Trip returns tomorrow, 5:30 until 9. See you then.
Podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.